Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rich Money, and you tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love and entertainment is butter, baby.
Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Ooh,
it's babe. Even better.
Stays hot. I ain't gotta get my buzz back. Uh-huh. What everybody trying to be now, I was that.
Yeah.
They can never stop me. That's why I love rap.
Love.
Been living the life, crazy ice.
Crazy.
The baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice.
Uh-huh.
The swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the feds.
Uh-huh.
45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot from point blank, call it a free throw.
Uh-huh.
Funny, cause I had the vision since Coleco. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though.
Uh-huh.
Louis Lopez, yeah. Polo Pico. Call me whenever the bosses meet, yo. I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby.
You can't stop me now. You can't stop me. No, you can't stop me now. You can't stop me.
Can't stop me. Whether I'm on Fifth or LA or the swap me. It's all good, cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jaws of broccoli. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One on one, niggas can't guard me properly. And when they double team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like them 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, knock knee. Got too hot for the grams, he got weed. In the rap bracket, he remains the top seed. Revolver hold six, quick to blow three. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, but you don't know me. The block is crazy, can't stop me, baby.
Under the weather, I don't know if you could tell, but I've been a little under the weather, a little sick, you know, to fill everybody in. I got a little diabetes going on, uncontrollable type 2, some other medical conditions, dealing with the heart, yada, 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 yada. All right. I want to thank everybody that had, you know, encouraged me with their words, you know, the love and support y'all posted on Facebook and everything for me. I also got to give a big hug and a thanks to my fiance, Lavina, because she stuck by my side. I don't know from this day, I don't know how she wound up doing the show while we in the hospital, but she managed to do one of the shows. I can't exactly remember which day it was, while she was actually in the hospital with me on the switchboard, taking the calls and still actually doing the show, because she said she's not going nowhere until I'm out the hospital. And that's why I love her so much, because she loves me unconditionally to the fact that she's by my side no matter what goes on. And, you know, I thank the man above for sending her to me. She's the angel. She's my everything. She's my friend. She's my wife. She's my soulmate. She's a part of my heart that nobody could ever replace. So I just want to tell her thank you for being there for me. I also want to thank everybody that gave their kind words, like I said earlier, you know, being there for me in that time of need. And they still posting up, you know, stuff on the picture and everything. But to let y'all know I'm doing a little better. Everything's going good. You know, one day at a time is how I'm going to take it, and that's how we're going to do it. Now, let's get into the show tonight. I also want to give Rachel a happy birthday, because I was supposed to do a show that Friday and tell her happy birthday. I didn't get to tell her happy birthday. You know, happy birthday to Rachel. She's part of the Diva Squad, and tell her happy birthday. Now let's get into the show for tonight. I don't want to rush y'all with too much yada yada. No, no. Tonight, we have a spectacular show for y'all. We have Angie Smith with the GQ General Question. We have up-and-coming artist Adia Music, and we're going to be playing her smashing single that's hitting the nation real hard. Excuse me, we're going to be playing her smashing single that's hitting the nation real hard, See You Again. Now, after Adia Music, I had something planned, you know, while I was going to play the artist track, but what I'm going to do is we're going to bring on our special guest appearance after Adia, and her name is Kendra Williams. Now, Kendra played in Tyler Perry movies, okay? She played in Diary of a Mad Black Woman. She also played in Woman by I Lose. I think I said it right, Lose. I think I said it right. But now we're going to talk to her because she's doing gospel as well. She's doing a lot of things, so we're going to talk to her as well. She's our special guest appearance. So what I want y'all to do is stay right there and don't move. We're going to come back with Angie Smith and her GQ General Question. This is GQ Palace. Love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it, I'ma put it down.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it
fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you can fall in love.
I'ma
put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you can fall in love.
Yeah, yo, he got his hands all over my body. Damn, he make me feel naughty. Triple X in the VIP, let's leave before we get rowdy. Yeah, he like the way I do, the way I move my hips, the way them eat some rocks make my legs look long, the way I talk my shit. I say just be my baby, he say this might be love. The EVE's a keeper, you never give her up. Nah, you won't need that all night till the sun way up. You never had nothing like a Philly chick in your whole life. Baby, we play rough. Tough, think you can lock me down? You think you got the key? Take more than a couple persons and a trip to get a hold of me. Yeah, cause I'm already ballin', but I can use a boo. You do it right, you never know, baby, that could be.
I mean, talking is so tough, damn, I love it all. Even the way you flex, that's what turns me on.
Oh, you know you make me weak,
just cause the way you are. Cause everybody in here knows that you're still I'm letting you know I got the sweetest heart. Any man that wants a space,
he gon' have to
work hard. From what I see, you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta see what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we
gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down, you gon'
fall in love.
I hope the chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, cause I'm grown. Got to pull up and then come up with that when I see what I want. Gotta go old school with me, still keep it so. 2012 for me, cause I still beef it up. And still I want you to know, got the sweetest heart. Even though he can ride it cool for me,
he gon' have to work hard.
And now I see you got what I want, that's just half the part. Gotta feel what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down, like the way I want.
And all your cake, girl, you better stop, I got a big ego. I'm sipping on that brandy, that liquor comes in handy. And girl, I know you fancy, but this party I'm financing. She told me it ain't even like that. She been hating all night, a friend up tight, alright. I took her out the club, told her girl she be right back. Back to the crib, and in the morning all this was worth it. Baby, go get your hair did, then buy you a couple purses. You just purse it.
You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down. You gon' fall in
love.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it good right, maybe we could fall in love. If you put it, put it, put it, if you put it, put it.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the DQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. And with me right now, I have Angie Smith. Angie.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. How you doing, Rich?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Yeah. I'm glad to see you doing better.
Yeah, that was
scary. And I definitely had you in my prayers.
Thank you so much. I didn't realize so many people. I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah, wow. It's amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They still putting stuff up there. Okay.
So, thanks for having me on tonight.
Yes, I want to thank you. You know, I'll be hearing you on the station, so, you know, we had to get you on the general question. So why don't you tell listeners a little something about yourself?
Well, I am a 30-something year old from Long Island. I love to write, you know, and I'm a sucker for great conversation, you know. And I'm a Jane of many trades, so I could switch. One day I'd like to do one thing and something else, but music is my general passion. So
you versatile with me.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think it's the cancer in me.
Oh, the cancer.
I think it's a cancer in me. We're very versatile people, so we got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, y'all versatile in lots of ways. Personality as well, but anyway.
That depends on the moon. That depends on the moon.
Okay. I knew that one.
You know? So, again, I want to thank you and Lavina for having me on and, you know, give a shout-out to all your staff and everybody that participates in GQ Palace. I try to, you know, call in when I can, you know, to support.
You're a very big supporter, though. If there's anything you need us for, help you out, you just make sure you let us know.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate that.
Okay, so What's your topic for this evening?
So tonight I have my topic is a little, you know, it's very simple yet a little complex, you know. So, but my topic is, how do you define sexy? Now, I'm saying that, you know, how do you define sexy? Because this could be a personal thing for people. You understand what I'm saying? What I find sexy, somebody else might not. But as far as myself, I find sexy, I find where you can be as natural as possible and still have someone look at you. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, you don't have to be totally exposed to get a certain kind of attention, you know. So, and I guess it depends on how you feel about yourself, you know. If I wake up in the morning and I'm looking in the mirror like, oh, I'm sexy, if I feel that way, there's at least one other person out there that'll feel the same way.
Okay. Well, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think a dude gonna feel. I don't know. I don't know about dudes saying they're sexy, but
well,
I
mean, no homo. We already know that. No homo.
I don't know, but
you know, and you know, and what is your sexiest asset? You know what I'm saying? So it's like myself. I think my sexiest asset is my smile, because that's like the first thing people see on me. That's why it's important. One of my thing is you have to have good teeth. You have to stay up on your teeth, because again, you see somebody, the first thing they do is smile, you know. And I just think that's very important. And I think that's one of the sexy, that's what I find sexy in people, is if you have a very nice smile, that says a lot about you, you know?
Yeah, well, that's true too, because you got some people that smile and should not be smiling.
That should just be frowning all the time. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know. And
well, why you mad?
Well, I'm sorry.
Everybody, the phone lines are now open. And number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to give your point of view on Angie's topic, or you could stay on the line to hear the show. If you want your PCs, like I said, the number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to give your point of view on Angie's topic to go on the air live, or you could stay on the line to hear the show. You could also go to the website at www.geqe002.wix.com/GQ Palace Radio. Press the radio station icon and you will be put on the air live.
And you know what made me actually come up with the topic is because now you see the weather is breaking a little bit. You know, people get a little less and less with the clothes and stuff like that. And a lot of times, again, just like people smile that shouldn't, some clothes that people wear they shouldn't.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Talk about that one day. How close, you know, be over the sand dunes and,
listen, you're going to wear open-toed shoes to polish your toenails. You can go to the 99 cent store and buy your little cheap auto polish and just polish over them. You don't have to spend a bunch of money on a pedicure. It's not that hard.
Females got it good, because y'all can go to Rainbows and nobody will ever know. Rainbow shots and they got some.
We do have a few options.
You would never know. I'm saying you could.
Absolutely, you don't have to be a million bucks to look like it. So you know, and that's what really made me come up with the question. You know, because sexy can be defined in many ways. It's not. You don't have to be pretty to be sexy.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Let me ask you something now. You said define your sexy. You said to us. So why is it that a lot of females feel it's their butt? Because you're always looking in the mirror before you go out. You're pulling your jeans up and you're checking your butt and everything. So why is it that females do that? If a female feels sexiness in their eyes and they feel like, okay, you know, I'm happy with me, I'm happy with my inner self, why do they gotta fix those jeans for the butt part.
Again, a lot of times they see what's going on in television, and a lot of us females are out looking for a certain kind of dude. Like nowadays, I'm going to speak from nowadays, dudes with the cars and the money and stuff like that. You understand what I'm saying? Because people are now living from the inside out instead of outside in, just like you just stated. So what happens is that now everybody's buying the butt plants and all kinds of stuff, and they thinking that this is what it's about. Like, oh, let me see if my butt popping. Oh, I know he gonna be looking at my butt. But guess what? That's what he gonna always look at, and that's all you gonna be is a piece of meat. You know,
exactly.
That's why it's crazy, because now she's settling. Now you're bringing yourself down to somebody else's level instead of bringing them up to yours. You know what I'm saying? And she doesn't feel her total worth when she does that. She's looking at just the physical part of herself when she does that, instead of, you know, what do I have going on intellectually that's going to attract somebody? What do I have going on otherwise? Where am I spiritually? And, you know, and that's just how it is now. That's how people are depicting things. That's how they see things. It's just the physical part. My butt is popping. You know what I'm saying? My butt is popping. Let me buy a pair of jeans two sizes too small so my butt can stick out. Like,
exactly. I don't understand it. But then they get mad when the guys be like, oh, come here.
Yeah.
We actually have a caller on the line. We're going to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, this is Rachel. First of all,
hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Rachel,
hi.
Part of the GQ Palace Diva Squad. What's going on, Rach?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How's it going? How was your birthday?
My birthday was well. I definitely enjoyed the weekend.
Oh, good, good. Did you hear the topic for today?
I did hear the topic. First, I want to say welcome back, Rich Money, and thanks for the birthday shout-out.
All right.
And the topic, yes, define sexy.
Yes.
Wow, sexy, sexy. To me, a sexy man is a man who loves God more than he loves me. Who wants me, for my love of God, my intelligence, what I can, you know, what I can bring as a woman, not just as a female, but as a woman.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
not just a piece of meat.
Right, right. That comes last, you know?
Absolutely.
And that pretty much sums it up for me. Just wants, you know, intelligent.
Okay.
Intelligent.
Okay.
Loving the Lord and just have a great heart.
Absolutely.
Okay,
and see, and what you're saying that is because you can't read what's in my head. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So people have to learn to get past the physical. I mean, I'm all for keeping yourself up and nice with a nice appearance. That's this.
Definitely.
You know, and I just think you can be sexy with clothes on just as well as clothes off.
Exactly.
And, you know, just leave a little bit to the imagination.
Of course.
Leave something to the imagination. Leave something to look forward to.
Okay, so let me ask y'all, ladies. Like I was asking Angie, Rachel, why is it if a woman feel a sexy access in their eyes or they feel like their lips, why are they always checking their butt in the mirror when they get those jeans?
I can't answer that question for anybody. I can answer that question myself.
Yeah.
I don't even have to poke my butt out. I'm one of those women who has a large butt, so I don't even have to do the butt poking.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I understand.
Okay,
you totally,
so,
Rachel. I've always had that problem.
Yep.
So you never had a new pair of jeans, and you look in
the
mirror and you put the jeans up, and you just look and be like, oh, let me see how you never. I think every woman has.
When I was young and immature, yes.
I don't think it's immature.
Well, yes. When you're insecure, I was thinking that's part of being insecure. I mean, of course, you want to look good with anything that you wear, but
right.
If I have a baggy pair of jeans on in comparison to a tight pair of jeans, I'm going to carry myself with that grace, that swagger that I have anyway. So I'm going to be sexy whether it's in the tight jeans or whether it's in the large jeans or the sweatpants. I think that I can be that sexy woman of God.
Right. Still would have maintaining that respect for yourself.
Right. Right.
And that's the thing. I mean, of course, you want to look nice. You want to look nice, and not everybody was blessed to have the Jessica Rabbit shape, and
right.
You know, being well endowed in the butt area. You know what I'm saying? So when women look, if they lacking self confidence somewhere, they lacking some kind of confidence. And
so yeah. You feel like if a woman does that, you know, look in the mirror that they lacking something behind. That's why they feel like they gotta.
They got to go this little extra mile for that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's when the clothes get shorter and, you know, a lot more skin come out because they're lacking in one area, so they're trying to make up for it in something else. And this is what they define as their sex, you know.
Right,
so.
Right.
But like you said, I can only speak for myself on that aspect. So it's just, it's a travesty sometimes. It's a travesty because everybody now thinks, not everybody, but most people now thinks that sex is sexy. You know, you have to see what I have in order to find me sexy. No, you're going to think, I find a man sexy if he smells good and has a nice smile or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't come to me like you smelling like onions. That's so not sexy.
Oh,
yeah.
We have another caller.
Okay.
We have another caller on the line. She's going to treat them all. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, she is.
Hello. Okay, you're on the air. All right, Angie, it's on you.
Is this Miss T? What's up,
hey,
mama?
Hey, Diva.
How you doing, the senior diva?
Hey, I need to know the topic because I got a real good answer for you right off the bat.
Okay, all right. The topic our topic tonight is how do you define sexy?
Me?
Yes. That is the answer. You.
Oh, Lord.
She said, hand clap for that one. She said, me. Facebook status, everybody. Check it out. Oh, I hear that. Listen.
I know all the way to define it, but say it, cheesy. You got it.
Hey, now everybody that's listening, you want to know what sexy is, check out T. Check out the Diva Squad. Got it going on. Hey, but you know what? That's actually, it's simple, but it's a pretty good answer because, again, it's only how you feel about yourself. You know
what
I'm saying?
You know
what?
If I don't feel sexy, I'm not going to wait for nobody else to tell me.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I mean,
you know, but a lot of people be out here thinking that they're sexy and they look a hot mess.
A hot mess.
I agree.
You got 2 tons of war paint on your face.
Mm-hmm.
10-inch eyelashes. These heels that you can't walk in.
Right.
You're thinking that you all about and you're not even a bag of chips.
Listen, you're not even the crumbs out the chips. Now, you know, that's another sexy asset to me, too, as natural as possible. I mean,
mm-hmm.
And you know
can,
what? I've
you know.
Never ever wore makeup in my life. Never.
No?
Never.
Wow, that's nice. I try to put on as minimal as possible, maybe a little eyeliner and some lip gloss. All the fake eyelashes and stuff. I mean, I'm not knocking anybody that does it. If they want to do them, that's what they do.
Listen,
but sometimes
Rich
they overdo it.
Back in the old days.
Uh huh.
They had makeup back then. I just didn't wear it. I was too tomboyish at that time.
You wanted the sneakers and the ponytail. That's all good. I'm still like that. I'm still throwing a pair of sneakers and the ponytail. But again, I try to make it work as natural
mm-hmm.
as possible. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm not. my edges ain't flying up or whatever.
Thank you.
I make do with what I have. I don't need to go corn on all that extra stuff. Like you said, the snuffleupagus eyelashes and all that.
But wait a minute, Andy. Either they got on these real caps with the nappy hair hanging from up under it.
Yeah. You're a mess. Oh, my God. Listen.
And honestly, you know, if you think now, the younger girls that's out here that may not even be 25, 26, you know, we're in our, you know, well, y'all not up to where I am, but anyway, you got some of them looking 40 plus.
Yeah,
they definitely
look worn, and it's sad because, you know, then they like, and they'll look at somebody else like, yeah, old. Like, you look older than me.
But you know what?
And I have children your age.
It's not just the females, it's the males too.
Yeah,
I see some young boys out here.
Yeah, okay. Hold that thought. We have another caller. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi.
All right, Angie, it's on you.
Who are we speaking to tonight?
This is Kim. How's everything, ladies?
Hi, Kim.
Yeah.
Calling into GQ Palace. Have you heard our topic for the evening?
Yes. Yes, I heard it. I heard the topic.
So what you think?
Yeah, you heard the definition I gave, right?
Yeah. You said you. So when I look on Facebook to connect with you, what I have to put in sexy poo.
Sexy
pee.
Sexy pee.
Okay.
So what? How do you define sexy, Kim? What you think?
It depends. I would say if it's for a woman, I would just say the inner beauty. You know,
mm-hmm.
my best asset. Well, I have a couple. But the one I like.
What's your best asset?
My best asset is my smile. My
mm-hmm.
second best is my upper area.
Okay.
I was gonna say
I've seen Kim's profile. She got some big dogs. Miss Boomer. Miss Boomer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I would have to say that's my, you know, those are a couple about me, but
uh-huh.
for a man, I would have to say a well-kept man, you know.
Yeah.
Because when you first look at someone, you're going to look at their outer. You don't know
Absolutely.
Anything about their inner. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're going to
yeah.
hope that, you know, they are, you know, definitely a man of God, but you don't know that when you look at them. So I have
Absolutely.
To
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, a well-kept man.
Yep. Appearance is important. It is important when you're going around people, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because, again, that's what people see you outside first, you know.
Right.
But that's why you have to leave some things to the imagination, not out half-naked and all
True
that.
True that.
You have to keep some looks to have something to look forward to. Be like, you know what, I'm not, why give up all the goods now? And then, you know, then what? So,
and you ain't got nothing to think about later.
Yeah, you have nothing
to
think about.
Like it's nice today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was down on the boardwalk.
The boardwalk, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Why you got on coochie cutters already?
A little sun come out and it's on. I was like, Lord,
man, you lay on that there tanning and everything. Come on now.
Well, see, that's what made me choose the topic, because, like I said, once it gets a little warm, the clothes become less and less. You
okay,
know, but
I'm not gonna have pneumonia in the bus next week.
Let me tell you something.
I have a question though. What I have?
Uh huh. What's your question?
Honestly, when you saw that lady with the coochie cutters on, says me, I'm one that'll say, listen, if you can wear it and you feel comfortable when you walk out your house, then you go ahead and wear it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you might have to go to the clinic later on because you got a little infection going on because they too tight.
That's no. But I'm not hating on her or anything like that.
You got it like that.
Do it by all means.
Right.
But
whatever you're comfortable with.
It's not that hot right now.
No, right. It really isn't. It still feels like a little winter to me.
I bet that she was right.
You know what? There you go. But my thing is, though, I've been seeing people with no jackets on, you know, mm-hmm. with shorts, you know, regular shorts on. To me,
right.
personally, it's cold outside.
It's cold.
It
it's still a little winter to me.
It's nice, but, hey, I got my jeans, my jacket. I'm still dressed for the weather.
Yep.
All y'all females that's on this line, I'm trying to get a clear story here on females, because I want to know, why do y'all say different assets is y'all sexiest, but then when it comes down to it, when y'all put on these jeans, y'all gotta look at y'all butts? So I'm trying to figure this out.
My part is. I'm a big girl, but I'm a small girl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no big old booty. But
right.
I think that when I wear certain things, it will enhance what I have. I don't have to
go
with anything fake or nothing like that. I know how to dress and dress it up where I feel comfortable with me,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I don't have no big old booty, but I'm not a hater. Whoever got the big booty,
right.
is ahead.
But I
look at mine to make sure I don't have anything on the back of my pants. Some people, they'll see you with something on the back of you and won't say anything. And then you walk around looking like a fool.
That's true.
To check to make sure there's nothing back there, because, like Rachel said before, I can have on sweatpants or jeans or skirt or whatever. Mine's going to show anyway. So, you know, that's never been a problem in my area. But I just check to make sure there's nothing back there, because you could have something on the back of your pants or whatever. I mean, but
I mean,
you have some people.
Something wrong.
You know,
we are females.
Yeah.
Well, do y'all know any helpful hints to enhance what I have? I'm just saying. Without getting into
injections. You could do some squats. That's about
Ken,
it.
Ken, just keep rocking what you got, baby.
I'm happy with what I got, but I'm just saying a little bit more wouldn't hurt. I'm just saying.
Squats.
So you can have some of mine.
So you said do squats?
You can have a little bit of mine.
You can do squats, yeah. Squats help give you a natural booty lift.
But you see, ain't none of y'all females answer my question yet. Why do y'all look, y'all say y'all access is just y'all sexy assets, is your lips, your eyes, your nose or whatever, but y'all still look at y'all butts when y'all put your jeans on?
I just told you why I do. To make sure ain't nothing back on the back of my pants.
Oh, so you gonna talk? You sit in that mirror for like 2 to 5 minutes, making sure ain't nothing on the back of your pants.
Not everybody stare in the mirror, because the ones that do go in there and stare at their butts, that's the kind of attention they're looking for when they go out.
Right.
They're making sure that it's enough back there that, oh, I'm going to have this dude looking.
Exactly.
That's why they do that. Because that's the kind of attention
they're
insecure. Looking for. Huh?
So you trying to say they're insecure?
Most of the time. Not everybody. But, yeah.
Right.
You have some people that are just a little overconfident.
They feel like, you know what, a little bit more, like Kim was saying, it wouldn't hurt. Some females... And, you know, don't take this long. Generally, black women, if they don't have a lot of butt, they have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And nowadays, the white girls are rocking more butt just as much as the black women are.
Well, that's because they
uh-huh.
have bigger bank accounts and they can afford to buy them.
I was just
stating earlier how the times have changed, where a lot of us black women are now getting our skin bleached and all of that stuff, and the white
yes.
women are getting Botox lips and fake booties because they want this perfect shape. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So now they're paying for it, getting the hip. They're getting hip plants too. People getting they're injected. So they want this, you know, the black women's, that we naturally have that, you know.
Right. But you know what? I've seen on a show, I can't remember what show it was, where these chicks were getting, like, a butt implant,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the jock. And
yep.
this one girl got so sick.
Yep.
She didn't know what it was coming from, though.
Yep.
And it was from her getting the injections in her butt. you know?
Yep. Yep, the butt plants and stuff.
Be grateful for what you got, honestly, seriously. If you don't have it like
that. I think
that's
dealing with a low self-esteem.
That's a very low self-esteem. Because they don't know how to take their flaws and make it their best asset. Listen, love your flaws. You got to love your flaws just like you love your greatest asset. Because that's who you are. This is what
you're
not.
But not everybody is insecure.
But I want y'all to hold the line. We have another caller. I want to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking to tonight?
This is Shelly. How's everybody doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, girl. Shelly. How's everybody?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Did you hear our topic for tonight?
I did not. All I heard was my phone go off. Rachel said something about a back, so I was like, oh, back, let me press one.
Well, the topic for tonight is, how do you define sexy?
Okay. I got it. Sexy, for a man or a woman, or just in general? Sexy to me is, well, you can be sexy in all kinds of ways, shapes, forms, or fashion.
Right. For yourself, how would you define it? What's your sexiest asset?
My legs are my sexiest asset.
Okay.
My legs are. I keep them very toned and stuff like that. So those are my assets. But, you know, everybody else has, well, not everybody has flaws or whatever. But, yeah, there's some other things that, you know, people might want to work on or improve or whatever. But my legs are on me, my best asset.
Your greatest asset. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, which, you know, that's a lot. That's very important, too, because people, again, now with the weather breaking and everything, people want to show off their legs. Like, I'm going to go. You
true.
Know? So what you do, you work at that. You're going to work at that. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
What
so
I
that,
I work at
then,
that.
Back to Rich's question, that's probably why women look at their behind so much. They're like, oh, I got to work on that. They might not admit it, but that might be their greatest asset. You know what I'm saying? Or they
exactly.
want it to be.
They don't want to admit it.
I think every woman looks at their butt, whether they're looking at it, I think every woman looks at their butt to see how it looks in the pants
what?
Or whatever. I think
especially when you get a new pair of jeans.
I'm trying to understand, like, what Rich Money is saying, though, because when anybody gets dressed, you're going to look yourself up from head to toe. You're going to turn around
no,
and
no,
be dressed
No, I understand
so.
That. But, see, what I'm saying is, you know how y'all females, I think every female does it. But you're getting dressed and everything, right? And you got the new pair of jeans. You got the booty huggers. You understand? You put your jeans on. You put your shirt on. You could be in a bedroom or whatever, and it'll be no mirrors. You'll go in the bathroom and you'll pull your jeans up to make sure the butt cheek of your pants is filled in. All right? And then what you do is you'll go out, and then it's like if you walk to the kitchen or the bedroom or wherever y'all gonna walk at, y'all go back into the bathroom before you go out to make sure those jeans didn't sag down a little. So you pull them back up again.
Well, because you don't want to be looking like some clown out there with your butt sag.
Rich, let me say
this real quick. Okay, so why y'all don't consider your butt your best assets instead of your eyes or your lips, something like that?
When y'all mainly
focusing on how somebody going to worry about how your butt looks, because that's mainly what you're doing when you pull your pants and everything up. You're worried about how your butt going to look towards somebody.
Well, again,
I got a question for Rich Mike. You being a man, right?
Uh-huh.
Don't you look at that woman's butt?
I don't look at every woman's butt.
Yeah.
I don't look at every woman's butt. I'm not going to lie. I've seen some females in new jeans butts look like saggy diapers. So you can't say
that's why the woman looks at her behind before she leaves. She want to make sure she don't look like she have on a diaper.
But did you look at her butt, though?
But who's
you say? Look at her butt,
Rick.
You looked at her butt, didn't you?
If it was Bobby, I said I don't look at every female butt. I said some female butt.
Don't make it a point to turn your head and look.
New jeans on and still look, your butt still look like saggy diapers. So I don't understand what's the
reasons for going through all that. Now, you got some females. Go ahead.
Rich Money,
when you
see
that woman with the saggy booty looking with the diaper, what you do, turn your head and look for another?
No, I don't do nothing. What do I do? I'm happy with my fiance, but I'm happy with her.
You don't have to worry about her now.
See, what you got to realize is I'm happy with what I got. I love my fiance, but so
whether
it's not about her butt with me. It's her eyes that caught my attention. So if, even if she had a butt like a toothpick, it still wouldn't matter to me.
Right.
I'm happy with it.
That's sweet. That's right.
You understand now? Well, I'm saying in general, you got some females that does it, and it'd be like, oh, well, you know what? I'm going out tonight or whatever the case may be, and they do all that in a mirror, and their butt still don't look good. So
well, you know what? Because they don't have anybody to tell them the truth of how they really look. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
She's going on her own instinct. That's what she thinks is sexy. So she's going on her own instinct. Ain't nobody telling her the truth about things. So this is the end result.
And you know, that's like we were talking about insecurity, right? I'm a big girl. I honestly used to be like, you know what? I'm not going out here. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. But then I start thinking, if I don't love myself and think that I'm all of this, nobody else will.
Nobody. Absolutely. Point that I made.
You know, I am happy with in the skin that I'm in. You know, no, I'm not happy about everything. But at the end of the day, I am who I am.
I'm not going to stop living because I'm bigger than some other female. Right. Okay. But you know, the thing is, you have sexy BBWs too. You have what? I didn't hear that. You have some sexy BBWs and I'm one of them. Absolutely. High five. Give T high five.
I'm on that because that's true.
You have to. It's all how you feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And tell yourself the truth about things. Like, you know what? I don't look good in this. Let me take this off. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then two, what kind of attention am I trying to attract here? Do I want somebody who's into booty? Because then that's what I'm going to pay attention to, booty. My butt. I'm going to go in and keep checking my butt 100 times.
Honestly, I could lose 100 pounds, right? But at the end of the day, am I happy with what I've lost? Am I happy in the skin that I'm in? You know, so, it depends on that person, period, of thinking of how you are.
I'm trying to lose 15. Can you help me? You talking about 100 pounds? Oh, I didn't know. Just drink a protein shake. I'm donating pounds. Anybody want it? Drink a protein shake. Whoever's trying to lose 15 pounds, just drink a protein shake for breakfast and one for lunch.
You can lose that quickly. You walk and walk. You can lose that quickly. Well, now that the weather is warmer, people start losing weight. Now that the winter's coming around, a protein shake can do it too. Say that again. You take a smoothie shake, it don't do nothing for you. It's a meal replacement. A protein shake is not going to help you lose 100 pounds.
No, I know it ain't gonna help me lose no hundred. Listen, I've done it. I've lost 115 pounds. And I drank whey protein. I drank a whey protein shake for breakfast and a whey protein for lunch.
Andrew.
Okay. And what else?
And you need to get my phone number and call me, sweetie.
What else?
And again, you have to exercise and drink water, 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 water.
That helps a lot too.
Okay.
Wow. You go, Angie.
How long did it take?
Huh?
How long?
It took a year and a half.
But you know what? Somebody else told me something about cayenne pepper or something.
Yeah, you put that in your water. Yeah, that's good.
What's that they put in the water?
Cayenne pepper.
Cayenne pepper.
It cuts your appetite.
Oh, cayenne pepper.
Well, you know they got this new thing going on, Sensa, that everybody's using, sprinkling on their food too. It's supposed to fill you up. Some kind of filling.
No.
Yeah,
I can't be using too much on generic.
What are you talking about? You done lost everybody on that one.
Yeah, you definitely lost them.
You lost all of
them. All these generic different weight losses and things like that. That's what I'm saying. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, like you said, the gym, doing different things, walking.
Right, it's all about portion control too.
You also have to change your diet and the way you eat as well. That all plays a part in that.
Just fried foods and all of that good stuff.
Yes, you got to let all of that stuff go.
It's a lot of different things out there, and a lot of time it has to do with your pH balance and stuff like that too. It's all in the individual because you have some people with slow metabolism that can diet and do all of that
people.
Stuff.
I'm one of those people who has a very slow metabolism.
Yep.
I lost 20 pounds by just cutting out the red meat and all that stuff and just doing chicken and fish and turkey. I mean, all the red meat, all the pork and all of that, and just eating healthy.
Yeah, you're
going to
lose weight because you're not eating real food. You might as well say you're a vegetarian.
Well, you have some people that do just strictly meat, a lot of red meat.
Vegetarian.
Red meat also. You have some people that'll eat strictly red meat because that's a lot of protein in it, and but you have to cut out the carbs. You can't have the red meat with the carbs because then carbs is everybody's enemy. I don't care if you whatever you got going on, carbs are nobody's friend. Only if you do like an intense workout, then you need the carbohydrates to replace what you burn out, but. That's why they give, like, swimmers and all that stuff, they give them pasta meals and all that stuff before they do that because of the carbohydrates, which you burn out, you have to replace them.
It depends on your metabolism as well. If you have a high metabolism, you're going to drop weight, but you got to work your way up to get your high metabolism.
Absolutely. But,
That's a beautiful topic, Angie.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
That's why, you know, I just sit back and let y'all just go on because I don't know no dude that's going to come on and say how sexy they are.
that goes back to the male ego.
I mean, my lines, don't get me wrong.
The ego just won't allow
him
to. You know what I'm saying?
I wasn't expecting this dude to come on and talk about I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Oh, hush, buddy.
If it was a bunch of dudes together, y'all'd be talking about it like, oh, that chick was sexy. Do you see that? She's sexy. Why is it such a problem for a dude to come on there and say what's really sexy? A real man would.
What dude you know going to come on a radio station worldwide and say, they sexiest assets. I'm not.
Well, they don't have to answer that. That doesn't have to be answered.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's a very good topic. My line is funny. You know, I'm enjoying. You know, some things I just recently found out about the females. That's why I was asking about the pants and all that. So you know, I'm enjoying it to be truthful. But I was just like, you know, like wow, okay, now you know. Like somebody talked about the crabs and all of the eating of fish and vegetarian and everything. So I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna lie, I'm enjoying it. My lines is flooded. Oh, and anybody I want to join in on the topic, I didn't even get a chance to go in there. I only said it one time, but anybody I want to join in on the topic, feel free if you're already on the line to press 1 and join in on Angie's topic and give your point of view on it. If you're on your PC, the number to call is 646-200-3838, plus 1 to go on the air. I love how you're conducting the show, too, Angie. That's what I'm talking about. So go ahead.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Again, thanks for having me. You know, I enjoyed good debates and great conversation.
You still got more time left. Don't try to cheat me now. Go ahead.
I ain't cheating.
Now listen, we can do this all day. You know, again, like you said, don't be scared to push that one. We're not here to judge nobody or nothing. We just want people's opinions. You might help us out a little bit.
But
I might have been
honestly,
doing something wrong when it came to my sexy.
You know, everybody in life is made different.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the thing is, you have to, like I said, yeah, I was down on myself for a minute. I even spoke to a very, very special friend of mine and was like, you know, a lot of times I don't want to go places because of my weight, You know, she knew what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? At the end of the day, she was still like, you know what? You don't let that bother you. You still do you. You know, in other words, she never went there and say, yeah, well, see, I see what you're saying. You know, you are like, She was like, in other words, encouraging me. You don't let that stop you.
Right.
Because if you do, you got a major problem at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
I'm going to rock with you regardless. I wouldn't get you, in other words, she wouldn't have cared if I was 700 pounds.
Absolutely.
She was still loving me as that person that I am. And when and this was just recent when I went to this person. And if they're listening, I just want to tell them that I love you and thanks for the encouraging words because they lift my spirit more than I thought that would be lifted.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's a friend.
I'm serious.
That's
and
a friend.
I know that they're 90% of the time I know they're listening, and I just want to tell that person I love you. You know, because they made me see a whole different outlook in life.
Oh, absolutely. That's a good thing.
You
that's
know,
a wonderful
because
thing.
Because you know how you have sometimes you go out with friends and stuff like that, and if you're like, girl, yeah, let's go out. Yeah, let's go out. But to that other person, they're like, that big ass, but, oh, excuse me. But, you know, It's not about my size or nothing like that. I'm still a beautiful person.
And now, and you own that. You have to, now you own that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let, you know, let it be known. Listen, it don't matter what you say and how you say it. I'm going to be me regardless.
If I gain another 100 pounds, guess what? They still loving me like I was.
Listen, just change your favorite color to green. That's all. Listen, just change your favorite color to green. That's don't even let that stuff get you down.
But that's who brought my self-esteem back up.
Mm-hmm.
Those two people, actually it's three, but two personally, you know, if it wasn't for them, I had a very low self-esteem.
Wow.
Guess what? I am who I am. I'm gonna be who I am. I wouldn't, like I said, I wouldn't care if I gained another 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they're loving me, and they're still saying that, hey, you're the sweetest and sexiest person in the world,
guys. That's what I'm saying. Like you said, whether you're 100 pounds or 400 pounds, you're either gonna hate it or love it. Regardless of how you hate it or love it, if you don't like me, don't deal with me.
Okay, Angie, I need to know your final thought on the topic. I see y'all really going in on here tonight.
Yes.
Your final thought on the topic.
Okay, my final thought, again, I want to thank Rich and the GQ Palace and Lavina and everybody for having me, for hosting me tonight. And, again, it's all in how you feel about yourself. If you're feeling down, you go tell yourself that I am who I am and I'm going to love it, regardless of whatever. And whatever your sexiest asset is, work on it. And I just, again, thank you for having me.
Well, you know, Angie, you're welcome back. Anytime, it's never a problem. Whenever you're ready, just let us know. Get in touch with somebody, Lavina, Rachel.
Okay.
Just let them know. I want to come back on for another general question. Because I actually like how you did. That's the way it's supposed to go, where you're supposed to take over this show. I'm supposed to sit back and relax because it's not my topic.
Everybody needs a break. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs a break every now and again. That's so good.
And that's why I love how you do
it. You're a beautiful person.
Sit back and relax.
Thank you, T. You are too. Listen.
Thank you.
You know, and just keep your sexy. Ain't no getting it back. You ain't never lost it. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Ladies, y'all can stay on the line. We have up-and-coming artists.
Okay.
A music coming on. She's an R&B sensation. You know, you can let her know how y'all feel about her material and everything like that. And, you know, after her, we have Kendra Williams coming on. She played in Tyler Perry, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, and Women Thou Are Loose. That's the name of it. Loose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Women Thou Are Loose. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she played in that. Okay? So, I can stay on the line and listen. Angie, I want to thank you once again for joining us. And like I said, you is welcome
My
back
pleasure.
Anytime. And it's never a problem.
My
All
pleasure.
Right?
Yep. And I would All love right. to come back. Yep.
All right. Just let us know.
Okay.
All right. Angie Smith, Dons and Divas. All right. Coming up next, we have up-and-coming R&B sensation, Adia Music. I hope I'm saying her name right, but if I'm not, she's on the air, and we're going to come back to find out what's her inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist. We're also going to play her smashing single that's hitting the nation real hard, See You Again, and Do Re Mi. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Adia Music here on GQ Palace Radio, Love Entertainment.
It's butter, baby! Give you ain't
chill for dinner, like I'm up for dinner. I loved you for your inner. And the next night is out there, somewhere. But you won't dare, cause you're too scared.
Palace Radio, and with me right now, I have up-and-coming R&B sensation, Adia Music. Adia, welcome to the show. Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, okay. I can hear you now. You know, I want to thank you, Adia, for joining us. You know,
thank
I know you
so
got a lot of things
me.
Going on
it.
As well.
Thank
well,
you so much.
All right, I know you got a lot of things going on.
Well,
we're trying
to move. You know, it's a slow grind, but I'm just blessed. I'm just thankful, you know, for everything that's happening right now. So, you know, just stay tuned. There's so much more amazing things in the pipeline.
Okay. Now, let's start with your name. How did you come up with your name, Adia Music?
Well, that's my government, Adia. That's my name.
Oh, okay.
And, when I started taking it seriously, a couple of my friends who I came with, who I performed with, they just started calling me Adia Music. So it kind of just stuck. So I adopted it, and I'm cool with it. I like it. I love it. It fits me. It's who I am. It represents me. So. So that's what I kept.
Okay. Now, what actually made you decide to get into the singing business?
Well, I've always, ever since I was a little kid, I've always loved to sing. I had a karaoke machine when I was little, and I was always singing the songs and writing songs. I had, you know, notebooks everywhere with lyrics that I would make up. I mean, they were like, you know, little kid lyrics. But I just always loved it. And, you know, I was really shy, though, when I was a little kid. So I never told anybody. I never did talent shows. I never sang publicly. So I kept it inside for a long time. And then it wasn't until I got around some people in college and in my adult life when I really started to say, hey, you know, you actually, you know, have some talent. Like, let's see what we can do with this. And so now, you know, kind of like I'm the ball's rolling. I'm in it now.
Okay. Now, I see you also perform with Ginuwine and Jagged Edge. And you released a video on YouTube, See You Again, as well as you have Do Re Mi working on that, I believe. It's your next video. Tell us about that.
So See You Again is an original track produced by Kiev Jamal, very talented producer. that would be the first video that I put out. And I think it's gotten some really good feedback. And I performed the song a couple of times. And the next one that's coming up is Do Re Mi. I'm actually shooting that video this weekend, so that'll be out shortly. Michelle G did the video. She's a videographer for that video. So I'm really excited. You know, things are starting to move, and we're starting to get some, you know, some good feedback.
Yeah, I'm gonna say something about that Ginuwine thing. This is Kiev Jamal and Jagged Edge. Like, she possessed the stage.
I need, because my lines. But I need you to introduce who you are, because I know you want to lie. I know who you are, but everybody else don't know who you are. So introduce who you are. I believe you're the manager, Kev, right?
Kiev.
Break it down to everybody. Let them know who you are. Okay.
All right, my bad, Rich. I apologize. I'm excited for it. This is her first, you know, on-the-air interview, and, you know, I'm just so proud of her. But my name is Kiev Jamal, you know, manager, friend, confidant, worker. We just do what we do.
All right, go ahead, break it down now. I just want you to know who he was, you know, so they can know, you know, fill him in about who he was.
Like her voice. Like her voice just changed real quick as well. Nah, I apologize. Nah, she, as far as the Jagged Edge, like, she really did her thing at the Jagged Edge show. Oh my gosh, when I say, man, when she did See You Again and that came on, you know, it's so grown and so sexy, it just possessed and encompassed the whole arena. It was just crazy. She did her thing, and all I could do was almost fall off the stage because it sounded so good. It looked so good. It was a great show. I'm proud of her. Back to her.
Now, how did y'all actually meet up?
I think we met at poetry thing or something, and his niece was singing, and that kind of like got my my juices going. Like, wow, I really want to do this now. So I introduced myself to his niece. She introduced me to him, and we kind of just started talking about music and, you know, where we wanted to go with it. And that's when I found out that he was a producer, and I let him hear some of the stuff that I wrote. And, you know, so we kind of just said, like, well, let's team up. Let's see how we can make this happen and get this ball rolling.
All right. Now, Kat, am I saying your name right? I know how it's spelled, but I'm trying to make sure I'm saying it correctly.
Nah, it's cool, bro. Everybody chops me up. It's Kiev, like Kiev. City, state,
right.
Of Russia.
Yeah, because I know it's something like that. I'm like, well, I know I ain't saying it right, because that's too clean right there, the way I'm saying it right now. It got a little twist in it, so I know.
Yeah, it's cool. Kiev. It's Kiev. Like, I normal name, and these are my God-given names as well. Like, they're not made up, so it is what it is.
Now, Kia, let me ask you, what was your first instinct when you first seen her perform?
You said what was my first? It kind of broke up. Say it again.
What was your first instinct when you seen her perform? When you seen Adia Music perform?
I'm gonna go back just a step before that, because you asked her how do we meet, and I remember, you know how people will come up to you off the strip or wherever you are, they'll come up to you because they know what you do. They may be intrigued by, you know, your person and what you were able to put together in your life. So I know people, and you know, she came up to me, you know, as another common guard would, and said, "Hey, I know how to sing," and I was like, "Sure." You know what I mean? Everybody knows how to sing, and everybody knows how to rap. So I was like, "Yeah, okay." So the first time she actually made me sit down and listen, yo, Rich, when I tell you, it was like listening to butter slip down some pancakes. It was so smooth. I was like, okay. So she went. You remember when Jay was getting ready to sign Beanie Siegel, and Jay kept telling Beanie that every time he dropped 16, he said, "Drop another 16, drop another 16." Yeah,
exactly.
I didn't even have to say drop. She just kept hitting me with songs. I was like, what? So on that note right there, it was crazy. So instantaneously, all I saw was my musicianship equal her vocal, like her vocal ability. And all I could think of what it would do, and to see her perform it live, man, was something to see. Like the world, she's not your Beyonce. She ain't going to get up there and do a split for you. Mm-hmm. And she ain't going, you know, go slip down some steps and jump off the stage. She's not going to do that. But what she will do, she will pull you in with her melodic sound. And she caught the crowd, man. She caught the crowd.
Ooh, okay. So you know what I want to do right now? I want to get into one of your singles.
Okay.
See You Again. Now, I want you to let everybody know about that single, like you said. You know, I think it was Kiev who explained it. Now, on your behalf, tell us about See You Again. How long did it actually take you to write the single? What's it mainly about? You know, who's the composer and everything of it? Let us know who produced the track. Let us know everything
about
that single.
So, we were, I think we were at the studio one day and just playing around on the keyboard, and Kiev had a crazy beat in his head that he was trying to get out. So he, our keyboardist started playing around on the keyboard, and this beat just came out. I mean, it was ridiculous. And so I was like, okay, well, you know, at first, I got to be honest, at first, I wasn't 100% sold on it, but he started doing this melody to the hook. And I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of catchy, so let me see what I can do with it. So then I went home that night, started writing, and I mean, the rest is kind of history. Like, I let him hear it when I finished writing, and he was like, yeah, that's going to be a smash. That's definitely going to be a banger. So, after that, he went to the studio, started playing it, and...
See, yo, Rich, she got that, the listeners can go to her site and see her pictures and look at her hair. She has this beautiful, black, thick hair. So when we started writing the track, the first thing that came on my mind, I was like, put my fingers through my hair, so just to say, yeah. And it came out just like that. And she took that, man, and she ran like Walter Payton, dude, like she did her thing with it.
All right, so we gonna get into that right now. All right?
Okay.
All right, Dons and Divas. Here's a banger. Adia Music right here on GQ Palace Radio. Remember where you heard it first. Like I said, GQ Palace Radio. See You Again by Adia Music. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the palace. Hello, Adia?
Yes, Adia, I'm here.
Adia. Oh, okay, okay. Now, how long did it take you to do that single?
To write it?
Yeah.
It took me a few hours. Like, I'd say, like, 2 or 3 hours, and I had the whole joint done.
Okay, well, we have some callers on the line for you. Like I said, my line just flooded.
No doubt.
For real? Seriously. Yeah, my line just flooded. So people call in and give their comments on the tracks and everything.
Let's see who we're going to go to.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, you're on the air. You have Adia Music on the line.
Hi, Adia?
Yes, hi.
Hi, my name is Angie. I enjoyed the track very much. It was refreshing. And, you know, nowadays it seems like women are making a comeback in the R&B field, you know, mm-hmm. with R&B music and stuff like that. It was like the men were sort of dominating in that area, and it's refreshing to, you know, to hear new talent and stuff like that. The track was very nice. It was very nice. And me being a writer myself, I write music and rap songs and stuff myself, which, you know, I have. It again, it's to be appreciated that people are not just taking the time that they had. They were allotted just to put anything down.
Right.
You know, my thing is just. You're welcome. Again, stay loyal. Just stay loyal to the purpose. It'll grow. Yep, and it'll grow. It'll continue. You know, keep yourself a good team.
Thank you.
We here.
I hear that. What's your name, producer?
Oh, Kiev Jamal.
Kiev.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, yes, good ma'am. Job.
No, thank you. We want to hear what you do, so get something done so we can hear you.
Oh, I have a few things going on. You know what I'm saying? Now, because my thing is, I'm older. I'm a little more seasoned than the people that are coming out now. You understand what I'm saying? So, a lot of times people are like, oh, you're too old to start. Who's to say there's a limit on anything? You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know.
I don't think it's a limit. I think on hip hop, I think it's a limit.
Uh-huh.
R&B, me personally, I don't think there's no limit.
Okay.
I can't see you being 44 years old, 45 years old, coming out with a rap song up on stage.
Why? People support Jay-Z. They guess how old he is.
I'm sorry. I've been in the music industry for a very long time.
Jay-Z been out
for people. Eric B., and all of them. And I can't see, like Jay-Z is somebody totally different because he was already out there, so everybody know about Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. But to come out now and get on stage and talk about you rapping, and you're 42, 43 years old. I'm like, oh, it don't make no sense. You know?
Wow.
I just can see, but I think like an R&B singer, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody like that, you know, who got the finesse, you know? Yeah, you do it. You do it. Me personally, I just can't see dudes going up there 40, 42 years old doing that. I don't know. That's just.
Yeah. I feel you, Rich.
Exactly. Well, living with the times or whatever, I guess a certain kind of swag goes along with the territory and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what people see is like, why he got his pants sagging and you 40-something years old, if you going to pull them damn pants up, tighten that belt. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's where the problem lies. But again, it's just it's good to hear, you know, good music coming out or whatever. Me being a lover of music, it's a lot of stuff now that, again, I changed the radio station on. Because it's just not really making any sense. Or either you're talking about the same thing the next one's talking about. Like, do something different.
Right.
Always be an individual, you know. So.
Couldn't agree with you more. Thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome. And keep striving.
Keep listening. I will. Always. I'll never give up.
Yep, keep striving.
All right, Larry. Be safe.
All right. We have another caller for you. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you
on
the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm blessed, thank you.
That's a
it was decent track, but, you know, I hope you can take criticism. You know, it needs some work on it.
Okay.
You know,
I mean, I mean,
you know, this is me personally speaking. You know, and I'm not the one to criticize, because if you got it going on, you got it going on. You know, and maybe you're just starting out. I'm not for sure. But it could use some work. And I'm
okay.
sure that you can make it happen.
All right, what's some of your opinion? Give us some insight. We're open to all insight now.
I mean, you know, honestly, you know, like, some of the words I couldn't even understand what she was saying. You know, just the track itself, you know, it wasn't that deep. That I'm a 60s baby, so, you know, you could say maybe that's got something to do with it. But I'm just speaking on my honest, you know, and I'm sure
and
you guys
that.
Want to
yeah,
hear
that.
What
I
you know.
I want people to be 100% honest with what they hear, what they feel. You know, so I appreciate your insight.
And you know what? I appreciate you coming at me as well as me coming at you like I am, you know, because it can be something that, you know, you end up listening to, like, you know what? Maybe she was working. You know,
right.
But I do feel that you have the potential. You have the potential.
Thank you.
Don't ever get down on yourself and feel like you can't do it. Because I know you can do it. Put it that way. Okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, that makes us want to go back to the booth and write something even stronger and harder that will achieve for all of
you. There you go. There you go.
And it's good
to accept
criticism.
And I just want to, right. I just want to let you guys know, I know that you do have the potential from the music that I heard, but that one particular beat, you all can use some work on.
Okay. And thank you so much for your feedback. I mean, I want to hear everything. I want to hear the whole spectrum of
exactly.
of opinion.
And trust me, I'm going to stay on the line and I'm going to listen, you know, because I'm sure GQ Powers will play some more music of yours.
Yes, she got some more hot songs. Yes,
and I will come back and, you know, if they allow me, and I'll let you know what I think about those tracks.
You allowed you. You can come back.
Yeah.
We're going to beat them up the line.
Okay.
You can come back.
Okay. You know,
seriously,
you know, that one particular track, like I say, it could use some work.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
And I see that you guys have potential.
That's
the positive word, potential.
Right. No, I'm a firm believer, man. I don't want nobody in my face blowing me up. Yo, man, your stuff is the bomb. Your joint is ill. As soon as you turn around, they be like, man, that joint is wild.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I'd rather hear that.
Okay. And I appreciate you feeling like that. You know, I'm glad that you're not looking at me like, she just talking, you know, to be talking. I'm giving my honest opinion.
I'm an older female,
and... Hey, I listen to all music.
All right.
You know.
But I will be listening.
You know, but like I say, you guys do have the potential.
All right.
So show me what you're working with.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Trust me. You won't even have to ask that question. This is...
Okay.
It's so much more. And actually, that's the first down view we got, but we appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
You
well,
know,
we'll make sure
you guys stay blessed, and I will stay on the line and listen to the rest of the interview.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I missed that part. I had stepped away for a minute. I just wanted to get some water. But the good is, you know, I heard the part where you had said, you know, give us your input, you know, because you got some people that
can't accept criticism. That's one of the first things you got to know when you become an artist is the criticism.
You know what? You can't please everybody. You know, you have to stay true to what feels good and what feels true to you. And you know, I accept constructive criticism. You know, I accept. You know, I embrace that. I welcome it. You know, you're not gonna make music that everybody likes. And that's okay.
But she gonna be in the mirror tonight saying, with my fingers through my hands is good.
And see, I've come to realize that too, as me being an artist, you understand, because I was dealing with the music industry, and I couldn't accept the criticism. And my uncle, who actually got me into the music, he was like, yo, well, if you gonna sit there mad, then be mad, but you know, this should make you bring out more. And that's what it did. It made me bring out more of what I had to say. And it helped me create my skills and my craft. So I kind of realized you can't take it on a negative vibe. You got to take it on a positive vibe. Everybody ain't going to like what you have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the point
and
is,
just speaking what she was saying, I'm sorry. Just to speak to what she was saying, I am smart now. I'm brand new at this. I'm green, you know, so to speak. So, you know, I haven't been doing it for a long time, so... There's so much more room for improvement and for development, for personal growth, and I'm ready for it. I'm ready to go on that journey. And this is just the beginning. You know, you guys haven't even heard all the crazy music that I still have to put out that's coming out soon. So I mean, you know, just stay tuned. That's if anybody who has any opinions, I welcome them. I embrace them, but just stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Yeah, so my lounge is on fire. Well, now I want to get into Do Re Mi.
Okay.
Let's talk about that one. Let's talk about Do Re Mi. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Do Re Mi, we were in the studio, pre-production studio, a while back, and we were just playing around. I think it kind of spawned off of another track that we were doing, if I remember correctly, and the guitar licks kind of came to life. And so he, being the amazing producer that he is, he said, "Ooh, let's try this with the guitars." And so he started. So the guitarist that we were with at the time started playing this riff on his guitar, and we were like, oh, okay. So we tracked that that sound out, and we started writing to that.
Yeah.
I mean, his mind is incredible, because he'll have a melody, he'll have, like catchy lines, and then it just kind of grows from there. So I went in, and I kind of finished the track, and it just blossomed from there.
Yeah, I ain't going for that. When we first started putting it together, the first thing that popped in my mind was like, Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti. It just hit me right there. So I was like, yo, I said, people going to try to be funny about that, but if we write around it, watch how crazy it can turn out. And she, once again, you know what I mean, gave her the tool, and she made a house out of it.
And see, that's the thing, is if you could take something and create something better with it, that goes to show how much experience you have and you know exactly what you're doing. Like another artist we had on a while ago, he made beats with video games. I said, wow. Okay. and they was fire too, and I'm like, wow, this guy really made these beats for video games. You understand?
Wow.
So just like you said, you took Do Re Mi and you swung around it. That goes to show a person how can I say this, that how I can't think of the exact word that I'm looking for. You know,
it's the ingenuity to it, like to be able to. It's like, If you was a hardworking parent and times are hard and there's limited food in the house and you got three hungry kids looking at you, you still got to feed them kids. So you got to get in that refrigerator and whip something up, no matter what it is, because they're still going to be hungry. So, you know what I mean? And when we put that track together, she wanted to, you know, she wanted to add a drum track. She wanted to put some little babies in the background swinging around. I was like, nah, what we going to do with this track right here, we want to let the world know. For listeners like the young lady who was on, like, you know, the first or the second caller, who might question her singing ability and say, well, she got a whole bunch of music covering her up. She really can't sing. She doesn't have a talent. So I said, what we're going to do is we're going to keep this completely acoustic and let the world hear your basic singing ability. She's not Beyonce. She's not Kelly Price. She would be in music. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So you know what? And the word I was looking for was versatile.
Versatility.
Definitely.
Definitely. Exactly.
I want to get into that single right there. Do Re Mi. Okay. Matter of fact, I want y'all to introduce it.
Okay. Well, we're on GQ Palace Radio with Via Music, Kiesa Mall. Take a listen to our second single, Do Re Mi. The video coming out shortly. Stay tuned. Hope you like it.
But yeah, I ain't got to say nothing. Gunshot.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Thank you. haven't tried to let you go.
I love how you organize that song too. It's like you have like a Erykah Badu type of Jill Scott style.
I get that a lot. Thank you.
That's what it is. I'm like, okay. Now, what was actually running through your mind when you did that song?
I really wanted to kind of display just, you know, my vocal ability in that song. I mean, the song is about, you know, the love of music, the love of, you know, the art of music and how it overtakes you and you can't control it, you can't stop it, you can't fight it. You don't want to fight it. And so I really wanted to kind of bring that to light, to life, the best way that I could. I think I did a pretty good job. It's gotten a lot of good feedback.
Yeah, now, and yes, and it's a beautiful concept the way you got it and everything. Now, if you had the chance to open for any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why?
Oh, wow. Kevin Hart.
There we go.
There with the chest.
I've been really trying to get in touch with Eric Roberson. Like, I've been reaching out to him a lot because I really, really love his music. I love his work. And I really, really would love to get a chance to open up for Eric Roberson. So if he's listening, hopefully he's listening, Eric. If he wants to open up at your next show, I think it's, isn't it like June 1st or something like that coming up? Please, holler at me.
Okay.
Nah, she really meant Kevin Hart, bro.
We don't know who's listening, but we have a lot of listeners. So don't doubt it. Matter of fact, we have a call on the line for you. We're gonna bring them on right now. Hello, call, are you there?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. I actually listened to the song and you kept singing Do Re Mi. Now, what was the concept of that in the song?
We lost it. Oh, okay, I can hear. My bad.
Yeah, so Do Re Mi basically just kind of represents music, like, you know, notes, like Do Re Mi, Fa Sol La Si Do. And so the song is structured around music and the love of music, the love of the art of music. And so Do Re Mi was kind of like how we played on that throughout the song, to kind of express to the world my love, for me to express to the world my love for music. That's really what that meant.
Okay. I'm from a younger generation, and honestly, it's not the type of song I would put on my iPod, to be honest, because it felt very continuous and it was not very motivational.
Oh,
it was a good song. You sung very beautifully, but it wasn't a song that I would put on my iPod.
So we said
so
that a lot. Like when we put these songs up, what's your name again, sweetheart?
Sharice.
How you doing, Sharice? This is Kia. Hey, we said that a lot about these songs. We wanted to touch on certain audiences when we first came out with these songs, and these were songs that came from her heart. And a lot of times we do heartfelt music. Now, I don't know. It depends on if you from the trap and your heart's in the trap, and you're going to come up with that's from your heart, but from where her heart was driven from with those tracks. That's where it came from. But trust and believe, we got some stuff for you. We got some stuff for you. Just keep listening, because we really took a whole viral approach, and we got on the internet, social media, to see what certain people are listening to, all the way from Trinidad James, all the way up to what's the Trey Songz dude. So we trust we got something for your iPod. Real soon.
So, Dilly, what do you think they actually mean for that specific song? If they were to put it on your iPad, do you think it's the lyrics? Do you think it's the music? Do you think the cymbals? Do you think it need more bass? And in your point of view, what do you think it would actually mean?
I just couldn't, jam to it. Pretty much.
Okay. <yeah. laughs> Oh, okay. You need to dance.
I hear you.
Because
it's not one of them songs that you really jam to. You know what I mean? It's one of those songs that you just sit back and really listen. So I appreciate that. But if you stay tuned, I have a whole bunch of music for your iPod coming up. So I appreciate your feedback, though. I really do. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
And thank you for your opinion, because we need it. We truly want it and need it.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We have another caller. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yo, what's up, my man and this lady?
What's up?
Hi,
how are you?
Okay. Hey, how's it going?
We good. Right, yeah. We good. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm pretty
The caller just now, I'm trying to get into it, but it's not leading me to what I'm used to.
What you used to, man?
I don't know where you're really going with it. The music, it just seems like you're just talking and not really giving the input that should be. You know, maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. This is your opinion.
Yeah, this is your state of opinion.
Yeah.
All right, basically I'm gonna speak on it. We're not really worried about or should I say, if this song was to play in the club, we're not worried about it playing in the club, because it has a specific meaning. Mm-hmm. And that's just her love, well, that last song, to get her love for music. Now, honestly, there's so much music that's out there today that I don't mind dancing to and listening to, but at the same time, I feel like, man, if they took a more creative on writing lyrics a little different to the tracks that are out today, it might be a little different, but they made a certain premise, and I respect them for that premise. And I wanted to, as far as what she wanted to do, go a different approach with her to help her get how she felt out. And, we got out how she felt, and now let's get out some of what everybody else likes as well.
But, it would be good if they could do a club banger. Honestly, make it be a club banger.
You want to be in the club? We got you, bro. We got you.
I mean, you got slow, you got rap, you got every access in the club. Make it be a club banger too. Right.
Got you.
To me, it's not. I'm in the 30 zone, and
you know
it's not a club banger for me.
Oh, okay. No doubt, man, and I'm glad to hear that you like to even jam, bro. That's for sure. So we wanted to put out a jam for you. we definitely do it.
That's just for me. Do it for everybody.
Well, you are our listeners, so you represent the listeners. So we will do it for everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for your feedback. Bye. This is what I need.
I know you can do what you got to do. Sometimes the ridicule will make you step up and do something different.
Or in that case, do what's
out there right now, which is not different, but what's going on right now. And we got
there
that for you, buddy. We got it.
All right. All right. Sound good, man.
All right, man. We appreciate you.
No problem.
Now, Adia, let me ask you, do you have any performances coming up anytime soon? Did y'all do any performances? Because I would like to know about the stage fright feeling now.
Well, like I said, I'm still kind of new in the game.
I can't, you sound like you're far away, Adia. You need to come closer.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now. Okay.
Sorry about that.
There she is.
Like I said, I'm still new to the whole music thing. I'm still new to everything. I haven't been doing this for a long time, so I still get nervous. I've only performed a few times, and I was nervous, but I had such a ball. I had a really good time. It was a great experience, and I want more of it. So to answer your question, though, we do have some shows that we're trying to solidify for this summer. For the fall, and I think for the new year in 2014.
Yeah.
So we do have stuff coming up. It's all local. It's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hopefully, with this radio show, with this exposure, we can get more opportunities to do shows in other areas like New York City, in Virginia, just other places, because I need to spread my love of music and my sound and my just myself.
And we're going to come with club bangers too. Now, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you go to step on that stage?
Don't fall. That's the first thing. I wear my heels and stuff, so I gotta, can't fall and look crazy. But in all seriousness, just go out there and just do you. Just do what you do. Have fun. And I try not to take myself so seriously. I want to do well, of course, but I want to have fun. I want people to see me having fun, because that's what music is about. It's about fun. It's about joy. And so, that's really what I think about when the few times that I've been on stage.
Now, what's your inspiration and goals as an up and coming artist?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's $1 million question. Well, ultimately, the ultimate goal is to be a songwriter. That's my true love, is writing. Ever since I was little, I was writing songs, screenplays, books and stuff like that. So I love to write. So that's the ultimate goal. And whatever is the best method to getting to that point, I'm gonna do. Right now, I'm just trying to get my name out there. I can sing a little bit, so I'm gonna use that to my advantage. And I'm gonna make people listen. I'm gonna make people listen to me. I'm gonna make people listen to my music, to my sound. And hopefully it can turn into people wanting to work with me. People wanting me to write for them. People wanting me to sing with them on their tracks. Or produce, you have to produce music for people. So I definitely have a focus, while not forgetting just the fact that, I love to write. I love it, which is what I do.
If I could chime in real quick, Rich, contrary, and, I love New York, man. I love New York because people are real. Like, it's real rap, you cannot get any more real than my New York people. But contrary to, the past few callers that we had come in, we use the social media as well as, get out there and hustle on our own. And being a catalyst to Reverb Nation, I know when we when she first uploaded her information on the Reverb Nation about a year ago, that first video, it didn't do too, you know, it didn't do too good. But as soon as we began to, you know, move forward with this new music video months ago, globally and all genres, Adia was ranked at like almost 17,000. Globally, she was ranked at like almost 9,000. Nationally, she was like 800. And locally, she was like, you know, hundreds. So right now, she is ranked globally all genres. She's down to, I want to say, 3,000. She's down to 3,000 ranked around the world in all genres. Globally, she's down to another astonishing number. Nationally, she's down to 127. And locally, she's ranked number one. So this, despite, you know, not being able to reach, you know, the common area, as a global approach, she's doing pretty good. So I have to commend her, her effort from being the new artist and her focus and not being a diva and being able to be coachable in this thing. And she's really, really, really making moves. Like, it's a good feeling for her to be ranked number one. And we are listening to you guys, the fans. And we want to, you know, keep her number one, so we're going to add more of what y'all like.
Okay. I have a question for y'all, but we have another caller, because the question I want to ask is for both of y'all. So I want to bring this caller back on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
It's Carmella that was on earlier. please. I'm still not getting what, maybe it's me. Honestly, maybe it's me, but I'm still not getting that. You know, as the other caller was saying, the lady.
Yeah.
Like, it's
the
just,
young lady.
Yes.
We have
more
types of
trust me, like I said, I'm a 60s baby, so you know I'm into music.
Okay.
And I'm still not getting what. Maybe I'm looking for something that.
Yes,
you know.
What do you think is missing? What do you think are the songs you heard? What do you think is missing? What do you feel like they could do? Like, I'm going to call you Kay.
Kiev, no, that's cool.
Oh, Kiev, like Kiev said, let him know, like, what is it that you feel that they missing, you know? Like, do you feel it need more bass? Do you feel her voice needs to carry out more? Do you feel?
It's just the host. Your name is Money Rich or Rich Money something.
Rich, don't get it twisted now. Yeah, it's Rich Money.
I'm sorry, sir.
Uh-oh. I'll just play.
It's not there. I mean, you know, it was just like a repeat, like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of all things, Do Re Mi, Bo Solati Do. I'm still looking for that. I'm looking for that hookup.
Okay.
I'm not actually that, you know, and that's not rap that she's doing, but mm-hmm. I'm still looking for that hookup. You know, bring it to me. Let me hear that. That dominant, you know, that domination voice and words and everything and music.
Who do you like, Carmella? Who's
I'm
in your CD player right now?
I am into Shirley Murdoff. I'm into Beyonce.
Wow.
Brandy.
Shirley Murdoff.
Rich Money, come on now. I said I'm a 60s lady, but I'm into Beyonce. I'm into all of these younger, you know. Hey, give me something that I can be like, okay, you know, I don't even need to dance to it, but just let me hold my heart and myself,
and be like, oh, snap, yeah, I can get into this. You know,
no doubt.
I mean, I'm just being honest, and I think that's what you guys want, honesty.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I mean, I just want to be into you as well as you into yourself.
Okay.
You know,
let me get into you.
You know, and trust and believe, like I told you before, you have the potential. You know, I'm just saying, show me that potential is there.
All right.
I would never, ever say, hey, ain't nobody going to listen to that.
No, we wouldn't believe that now because we're doing too good all around. We couldn't believe that.
Exactly. That's why I said, put me into you because I want to get into you guys as well as you want everyone else to get into you.
I tell you what, Miss Carmella, when we come back on, you better be listening. Because we want to hear
you. I promise you, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to listen to this total show.
Okay.
And you bring me a list that I'm in too, I'm going to let you know that it's A. That's what I'm talking about.
No doubt.
I love you guys, and like I said, bring it, make me love what you're doing.
Yeah, we got something for you, sweetheart. We know we do. We got something for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you,
sweetheart.
Hello?
You.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I'm making sure y'all still there. Well, like I said, it's good that, you know, everybody could accept criticism and everything. That's the good thing about it.
It's Friday night. They want to get on the radio and dance. You know what I mean? I understand the vibe they want. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know. Now let me ask. I want to send this to both of y'all. You understand? Where do y'all see the success in like 2 years from now?
You go first.
Where do I see myself 2 years from now?
2 years from now, yeah.
2 years from now, I mean, I have so many visions of where my life is. I don't even know where to pinpoint it. But definitely, musically, making a living writing music for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Writing music for other people. That's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do.
As far as myself, I'm putting some pretty good things together right now. We have some real good people behind us. We have consultantship coming out of the Kanye West camp, Malik Youssef and family. We got some pretty good people who are interested in what we're doing. So we're kind of following their lead on some other movements that we're going to make. So I really believe God, first and foremost, God, he directs and encompasses everything. So without God, we couldn't move forward at all. So in his direction, he's putting these pieces in place for us. So I truly believe in 2 years, we will be a house name. We will be a house name that people will say, at first we didn't get them, or excuse me, at first we didn't get Adia Music, but now we know her CD front and backwards.
Okay. That's understandable right there. That's definitely understandable. Now, as far as, the caller, you know, stating their opinion on the music and everything, how would you take that? Would you take that as a positive note, a negative note? Because like I said before, we had another artist on before a long time ago. People, you know, they gave their point of view or whatever. And, you know, at one point he was upset because, you know, he didn't really say it, but he was upset about it. You understand? You know, you gotta accept the criticism. I mean, like, he was really upset. That's why, you know,
Rich,
I tell people, I can't control what the callers ask.
Yo, Rich, bro, let me be real with you. My life ain't been no crystal stair. No, real rap. My life has not been easy, like, by any stretch at all. I had nothing but adversities in my life, and I still fight through these adversities. So to be able to take another angle and twist off from what I'm living through is nothing, because I know how to deal with it. My skin is thick to life, so I can accept it. We need it. It's the only way you can get better as a leader is if you have a strong foundation, and this is a part of our foundation. It's going to make us, it's going to make it stronger. We have a female that was on VH1 Deep. It's a DJ show that's on right now, the best DJ show or whatever. There was a young lady from my area who got cut in the first round, and everybody said that was, you know, she got cut, she was whacked. But no, honestly, she did good to get that far. Everybody's not going to like what you do, so you have to keep moving. You don't just fall and die. You got to keep going.
Yeah, I mean, basically everything he said. Like, I'm still going to do what I'm going to do regardless, because this is what I love to do. And like I said before, you can't please everybody. I mean, it's impossible to do that. But as long as I'm true to myself and I keep putting out music that I love to listen to, that I enjoy, and that's coming from my heart, that's really all that matters to me. So, you know, I embrace, you know, the feedback, the criticism, because I do want to reach the masses. And, you know, not everything that you put out is going to reach the masses. So, I mean, I embrace it. I love it.
Okay.
We different people, Rich.
Exactly. I definitely feel you on that one. Now, let me ask you, what's the next step for Adia Music?
From managerial or from the artist?
From both of your point of view, what is the next step?
Well, right now I'm just trying to get my EP finished, my album. I'm in the studios every week, you know, working on my music, on my songs. I'm hoping that everything will be complete by the first of next year, or by the new year. I'm planning an album release party for next year. So, you know, we have some really, really good things in store, and it's just a matter of putting all the puzzle pieces together. We have the pieces that we need. It's just a matter of putting them in the right place so that they fit and they make sense, and it's going to help us propel, you know, to the next level, you know, of this music thing. So, the album release party, the shows that are coming up this summer that we're finalizing. So I think I'm gonna be pretty busy. I have some things, you know, going on, and I'm excited. I'm just taking it day by day, and I'm just enjoying this journey, because, you know, I never in a million years thought that I'd even be doing this.
Yes, as far as myself, like I said, I was so happy when she came to me and said, I want to sing, because for a different approach on my life, I'm a boom bap kid. So, you know, working with my niece and other artists, you know, we do a whole lot of, you know, your typical R&B shit. So it was a challenge for me to come and work with Adia, and I'm so glad that I had that talent. So once we finalized on her project, and, you know, submit, like she said, we have at least 6 shows that are lined up within the next few months. Once we get through these shows and get through her, you know, her visual listening party at the end of the year, we're going to blast that thing and make it turn into, you know, a lucrative venue from that point on.
Okay. Now, I think I have a video for...
See You Again?
See You Again, yes. Now, and y'all working on a video for Do Re Mi.
Yes, okay. Sir.
What's the actual limelight y'all looking for to promote that video? Like, where you plan on, like, focusing it on? Because Dove Me is like a, it's that type of sensual feel where you want to get the
right.
crowd involved into it. So, you know, I'm trying to, like, figure out, like,
where's going on with it?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Okay.
See you again in Dore Me. Their initial project. So we don't mind those being YouTube classics. You get what I'm saying? And if they decide to take their own direction in and blow bigger than that, then we'll embark upon that then. But the song that we're working on now for Miss Carmella, the young lady about the iPod, and another a listener before her, the gentleman. We're working on it. The dude that want to make it drop in the club. We're working on a song called Sexy, and we're going to take that song and we're going to move on the major media of VH1, MTV Jams, all your local networks that are outside of the internet. And we're going to take the approach to give the world what they want as far as that.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Well, I want to let y'all know it's definitely an honor having y'all on. I want y'all to give them all your information. Kev, give them all your information too as well. Adia, give them all your information, where they can hear the song, where they can get the song. Let them know everything.
Okay. Well, Rich Money, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. This is a great experience for me, and I really hope that that I can come back soon when I have more material to show. I have a Reverb Nation page. It's www.reverbnation.com/Adia Music. That's AddiaMuvic, because I'm non-traditional. On that page, I have my songs, I have my videos, I have pictures, I have blogs. Just everything that you need to know about Adia Music is on that page. So feel free to leave a comment, fan me, whatever. I'm on Twitter, Adia Music. I'm on Facebook, Adia Music. I'm on Instagram, Adia Music. I'm everywhere, Adia Music. So, yeah.
Okay, as far as myself, I'm pretty simple. Kiat Jamar Black Euro on Facebook. I think I still got a month. Page. It's TM Jamal on there. As far as LinkedIn, you can find me on LinkedIn, and I'm even on Instagram. If you wanted to find me as far as my acting, pull up Young Folks Comedy on YouTube or whatever. We made it on USA Networks. I did a TV show with Sigourney Weaver called Political Animals. That was based out of Philadelphia last season. You can pull that up. You can find me on there. I have, a host of plays and different things I will be embarking on as well. So we're both pretty well-rounded and blessed in what we're doing. We're moving. So if you guys see me on the commercial, you'd be like, yo, is that dude that was talking to her? Yeah, I act too. So I'm keeping busy.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to thank y'all. Welcome back anytime, first of all. It's never a problem.
GQ Palace about to be at home. They going to be mad at us, but we coming back.
No doubt. Y'all know the buzzer don't stop here, we hung the magazine and everything. But
Kiaz, man, it's Kiaz.
Oh, you
sound
so
amazing. Yeah, I said, because you know what? I know it, but it's like I keep seeing the K and the Kaz. I'm actually only seeing the K, the E, and the B. So that's really like throwing me off. But,
nah, that's cool.
You welcome back anytime. You have the business, you got the map. All you have to do is call and be like, yo, Rich, such and such, you got the executive producer number, you got Lavina number. All you have to do is call and be like, all right, yo, we're ready to come back on, let us know when, such and such. And it ain't never a problem.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you for having us.
No doubt.
All right, New York City.
And Adia Music. Yeah, you was going to say something else real fast?
Yeah, yo, it, and the thing is, you ain't even saying my last name, so you would really chop that up.
Good Lord, oh, man.
That's all good, though.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm going to have it by my time. I'm going to definitely have it next time. I'm going to be like, wow. Yeah, da da da. Rich is saying my name too many times now. But I want to thank y'all. It's definitely an honor having y'all on.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It was fun. We hated it.
All right, Dons and Divas. Coming up next, I don't know what's going on with my names tonight, but we have Kitra, if I'm saying her name right, I don't know, but I'm going to bring her right on. She was in Tyler Perry play, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. She was also in Woman Thou Art Loose. I think I'm saying that right. Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. I was sick over the weekend. Help me out here. You know, bear with me. But we're going to bring Kitra right on. We're not even going to go to the song, so we're going to bring her right on. Hello, Kitra. Welcome to the show. Hello?
Hello. God bless you. How are you?
I'm okay. So, now, tell me, am I saying your name right?
You know what, baby? I've been called Ketchup Kitchen. You name it. I said, just don't call me too late. Look, don't call me too late for dinner. And I definitely don't want to be called too late for the rapture.
And I'm like, oh, man, I hope I'm saying this day right. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But I really want to thank you for joining us. I know you just doing so many things. You know, you're doing the gospel as well. You was in Diary of a Mad Black Woman. You were in Oprah Winfrey Broadway musical, The Color Purple.
Oh, yes, that has been good.
Gay masterpiece, Woman Thou Art Loose. Explain that to us. Let's get into that real fast. And then we're going to work our way through. Because I know there's so much I want to get into with you.
Okay. I had the blessed opportunity of starring in Diary of a Mad Black Woman with Tyler Perry as a director. And he is just a ball full of energy and fun to work with. And I played the mad black woman. I said, thank God for freedom, because today I may be black, but I ain't mad at you.
Okay.
And then I had the blessed opportunity of starring Bishop T.D. Jakes' Woman Thou Art Loose. I played the woman that needed to be loosed. And after God's hand of grace and mercy has touched upon my life and releasing the bitterness of many hard ships and relationships, I got loosed. And then I got the opportunity of starring in Oprah Winfrey's The Color Purple on Broadway with Fantasia. So that was a blessed opportunity. That was the pinnacle of, I believe, the highlight of my ministry doing Broadway. And it was just awesome to be able to do ministry through the art of theater and minister to people and allow the healing to begin, and to just watch God do that. It's just amazing.
Yeah, now, what was it actually like working with, you know, you worked with Oprah Winfrey, like say Fantasia, T.D. Jakes, and Tyler Perry? Because sometimes he could be a little on a human side, Tyler Perry. So what was the experience like working with him?
Well, you know what? It was blessed. You learn to stay to yourself and mind your own business and stay out of other folks' business and do ministry. Do ministry, you know, make an impact, pick up the check and go home for the next day. Get ready for the next day.
Okay. Now, what inspired you to, like, want to start doing this phrase? Was it something that you just felt like, okay, at this moment, this is what I'm going to do? Or was it something that you decided on doing as you was younger? What inspired you to want to start doing this phrase?
To start doing plays?
Yes. In a movie. Acting, period.
Let me tell you what happened, baby. There's a gentleman by the name of Michael Matthews. He is the director and playwright for Mama Don't. Years ago, I don't know if you remember, I don't know how old you are, but he wrote that play, Mama Don't. And Michael Matthews was called, he was considered the godfather of gospel musicals. If you came through his camp, man, you went through a camp. It was like pledging a fraternity or a sorority. And he ran a tight ship. And he auditioned me for my first play, and I never will forget it. He told me, he said, you're going to be my leading lady. And after audition, and I said, leading lady, what does that mean? He said, you'll see. And I said, does that mean I have to act? Because I've never acted. I've always sang. He said, anybody can sing as good as you can act.
Wow.
And so from that point on, he gave me my opportunity to play the next five leading roles in his all the plays that he did. Come Out of the Rain, I Need a Man, No Place to Lay My Head. I was his leading lady, and I understood the term of that word very well because he blessed me not only with that opportunity, that leading role opportunity. It gave me accountability, but it also gave me a nice little paycheck.
Wow. Okay. So now you got the plays going on. You're getting the paychecks now. You know, you got the gospel going on. How do you balance everything out?
Well, let me tell you something. You know, it's only God. And let me tell you, things are busy. But I think the biggest challenge that I have right now is the new mandate that God has given me concerning the Million Youth Peace March. And we're having that on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., up here on October 4th. And you can't imagine it couldn't be any more timely season to have something like that. So, but that's what I'm working on right now, and that is the baby that is my main concern, making sure that our babies are embraced and that they know that we love them right where they are and that they're being protected. So, you know, that opportunity to do the theater thing, it was wonderful. It was in my past. It's not over. I'm doing productions myself now and providing opportunities for those like myself. But my main mandate right now is to do this march on Capitol Hill. And God has given me the strength to manage it all.
Wow. Now, you're just doing so much, like I was saying. And like you said, it's annoying for you to be doing. You also got your bachelor's, am I right?
Yes. I have the.
How did you make time for this? You know, I may sound like
a spring chicken, but you know, I've been over here a couple of times. So I've had some time in my life to do some things, and God has graced me with that opportunity. I studied opera for 4 years. I got a BA degree in music education, and I did that immediately after graduating from high school. So my mother didn't allow me to breathe because I was one of them girls, and I was a preacher's daughter. So it was up one day and then it was down the next day. One thing my mother did teach me is how to be a lady, the difference between a woman and a lady. So, you know, they kept me in church and kept me doing ministry and stuff and kept me real busy. And so that busy mentality helped me to land going to college and further my career. And then after that, I went on to study with Todd Bridges and his mother, where my youth organization was receiving free acting lessons from them. So I began teaching at the Boys and Girls Clubs and working with the youth and building my own, you know, relationship, personal relationship with youth. And God began to do the rest.
Wow. Now, I see that you also has plans on, you know, we're going to get into your organization, A Million Youth March. You know, as I see you're very excited about that. And you're also going to visit the White House to sing your latest hit single, soon to be released, entitled A New Birth of Freedom.
Yes, we have that song available. Oh, yeah. We'll release it back. Yeah, it's a very powerful song. It speaks about the dream and the vision that has come to pass as related to Martin Luther King Jr., the first planted that seed, and then, of course, President Obama, who is now living it out. And so it has President Obama, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and John F. Kennedy. It has their three names in that song, and the story behind the message is very profound.
Now, what exactly made you want to write that story, that specific single, and deliver it as that title?
A New Birth of Freedom is the title, was the title of our president's inauguration when he first ran for president. In addition to that, that is also the statement that President Lincoln used. It's in the proclamation, Emancipation Proclamation. It's in that, and it speaks about our freedom and a new birth of freedom. So that was one of the famous speeches of President Lincoln, as well as the theme for President Obama's inauguration.
Okay. Now, I want to get back to your next situation. I want to try to cover all fields. Let's get into the gospel.
Okay.
You're also dealing in the gospel music scenery, am I right?
Oh, yes. That's my background, you know. As I mentioned, my mother was a first lady. My dad, he was my stepfather, that is. He was, before he passed away, he was a minister. He had a congregation of over 2,000, and they kept me in the church. So that's where most of our background come from. You know, that foundation is laid from the church, so that's where I came from. And I started in my dad's choir, and from there, you know, just kind of went on.
Now, you're doing so much now. Where do you see yourself as being, where would you like to see yourself, let's say, 2-3 years from now? You're already doing as much as I could imagine for one person to do, involved with a family and everything. You know, how does your, family feel about you going and doing so much, at this present time? It's like, where do you hope to see all this accomplished maybe 2 or 3 years from now?
My goal is to build an Academy of Performing Arts school, the Million Youth Peace March Performing Arts Center, that will actually embrace the talents of youth, that are upcoming artists, the desire to pursue careers related to theater, film, and cartoon animation. These babies have stories to tell, and they want to be able to express them, and my job is to teach them how to express that in a nonviolent way. So I desire to put up academies. I've been commissioned to put them up in all 50 states.
Okay. So now let me ask you, let's take it to the opposite side of it now. Let's say if you want to help young youth, but you have a lot of youth out here that's really like don't want to be helped. How do you put yourself in a situation to deal with a youth that you feel is out of control and there's nothing that you can do in that situation? How would you express that to another level or helping them out?
Oh, I would just let them know that they're loved right where they are. You know, these babies are lashing out because they don't feel love. They don't feel like nobody's listening to them. Sometimes it's just best to be a listening ear and just rattling off at the mouth and talking at them and constantly ridiculing them and putting them down. Sometimes they just need an uplift. They just need to know that, God is there to meet them right at their point of need. They need to know that they're loved beyond their condition and their circumstance and their situations. And a lot of times that strengthens them. I had a young man, I used to work at an alternative educational school, and this gentleman, his name was Victor. And Victor was a very, very dark and depressed young man. He used to walk around with his pants hanging down to his knees. And all the teachers would just look like, they were scattered like roaches when Victor was walking to school, you know. And he walk in there like he was Big Bad King Tut. And so one day he came and he called one of the students out of the name. He called the young girl a B. So I got him and her together and I said, listen, let me share something with you. I said, this young lady's mother did not name her B. She has a name just like you have a name. And all you have to do is address her by the name that her mother gave her. Because not your position to call her out of her name. That is very offensive. How would you feel if somebody called your mother a B? He said, I ain't got no mother. I ain't got that. The only thing I got is my sister. She take care of me. My mother's 6 feet under. The only thing I got to remind me of my mother's her name tattooed on my arm. And me and my sister, we live in an old, dilapidated house with no running water. My sister taking care of me. I can care less about a mama. And my mama did was teach us how to live off the fat of the land and to kill, steal, and destroy. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. This baby had been some places. And he just wanted to get that stuff out. He wanted to get it out. And so... I told him, I said, you know what, you got a story to tell, and I'm here to listen. I said, but not only am I here to listen, I said, first, I want you to apologize to this young lady. We got that over with. I said, second, I said, do you realize what your name means? Victor means that you are victorious. That means you can be in your situation and not be of it. I said, I want you to tell your story. And we're going to put it in a play form, and we're going to get all that frustration and all that violence and all that stuff out of you. We're going to work on that. So he helped me write the play called Wake Up, Your Poison Is Ready. And and it was, and he named all the characters, him and all the rest of the kids named the character. They had mama shoot them up. And all these was real-life people that was in their lives. And they acted this stuff out. When I tell you, man, I told him, I said, you know what? I'm going to change your name from Victor to A-Man because I made it an assignment for him. I said, because every time you walk in my room, you get an A. And he just grinned, he smiled, you know. Sometimes kids, they just need encouragement right where they are, you know. Exactly. No matter how bad they may appear to be.
Okay. Well, I see, you know, you got your plan worked out for the kids. Now, you graced the stage with gospel giants such as Vicky Winans, Reverend Darryl Cohen, and you also got the Vision Awards, which was presented at the Graham Memorial in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome, man. I had the blessed opportunity of touring with the Dr. Bobby Jones from BET. Are you familiar with him?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
From the Word Network?
You with Bobby Jones?
I was with Bobby Jones. I took Beverly Crawford's place for 3.5 years. I toured with him, and that's how I got to frequent people like Yolanda Adams and Vicky Winans, and all of them became my friends. We toured together, you know, with Bobby Jones, and it was just amazing. We went over to Paris, and we just had some great opportunities to meet and greet and network. And one of them was at the War Memorial in Tennessee. And it was so awesome because, you know, my life story is that, you know, this is the way it is with most gifted people. I'm not going to say talent, I'll say gifted, because when you're gifted, then you're anointed to do what you do. And you do it realizing that it's not of your own, that you're nothing without, you know, the leading of the anointing and the Holy Spirit. And so God used me very powerfully in the anointing. Well, when I was touring with Dr. Bobby Jones, I came across great duress because God favored me with him, and I ended up taking a leading singing role position. And there were women that had been with him for 20 years or more. And they looked at me like, well, how she just knew come in and get the lead background, you know, soloist part. And so God had favored me, and I was very gracious, and God just told me, just stay humble. Just stay humble. They don't understand. They treated me, I'm telling you, like crap. And when you're anointed, you're going to go through some stuff, baby. But when I tell you that was some kind of journey for me, it was a good experience, and it was a harsh experience. But God got me through it, and I met some really wonderful people, and I was able to be blessed while doing it. Vicky Winans, she met us in Paris, and it was she, myself, and Brother Darryl Coley, and it was just an awesome time of learning and just, you know, enjoying the fruits of my labor, because God really did bless me during that time. To be able to not only minister, but to be ministered to.
Okay. So we have a caller. I'm going to take this call and see what they have to ask you. because I was okay. trying to get my little private time with just me and you, by the way. But
okay. Let's do it.
Hello, Carla, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, how are you?
I am blessed. How are you?
I'm blessed as well, sweetheart. But what I want to say about the Bobby Jones, you were saying, you know, it was some other 20-plus years. Did you realize that God had a plan for you? That's why you were there.
Amen, baby. That's what he. That's what he was being to me. Amen. What's your name, Justin? What's your name?
I am Carmella, sweetheart. And God had a plan for you. That 20-plus years wasn't nothing, okay?
Yes.
I don't care if they were there 40-plus years.
Yes.
Honestly, actually, the minister, he actually just married one of the singers maybe 6 months or so ago. I can't remember her name, but his name is Pastor Darren Freeman.
Okay.
Now, he put me in the church in West Virginia. So, you know, there is no stipulation on years of what God can do. Your calling
right.
was then. Those 20 years wasn't nothing compared to your, even if it was a month. You were in God's calling to do what you had to do with Bobby Jones.
That's right.
And don't ever forget it. And what I'm hearing, you're a God calling sister. So keep up the good work, sweetheart. And don't let go of nothing. Nothing.
Yes. Yes.
Nothing separates you from the love of God.
That's right. Thank you, sister.
Because you're in the house, okay? You're in the house.
Yes.
You're in the house of calling. And I don't care if they've been there, like I said, 40 plus, 50 plus, whatever. You're in the house.
That's right.
It doesn't matter how long you need to be there. Like I said,
that's
you
right.
could have been a beginner.
Oh, okay.
But it was meant for you to be where you were when you were.
Amen. I receive that, baby. I
want to give you all the praise and glory and honor for being who you are.
God bless you.
You wasn't in Tyler Perry's movie for nothing.
Yes.
You do what you do. Keep moving forward. Keep moving upward and trust and believe. God has
yes.
a plan for you. You already know this. Like
Amen.
He got a plan for me.
Yes.
Keep moving forward. Keep moving upward and trust
yes.
and believe. When
yes.
you, before you know it, you're going to be on top of God. You already on top of God for this.
Yes.
And I want you to keep doing what you're doing, baby, because
Amen.
From what I'm listening to, you got it going on. And I'm very proud of you. I don't know you personally, but I do know you. God
Praise
already
God.
Told me about you.
Praise God. I receive that with those words.
Don't give yes. up, sweetheart.
Please. All right.
I can't,
baby. I can't. He didn't make me like that.
Many blessings to you, and I love you.
God bless you, sister. I love you
okay.
back. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hello?
Awesome. Yes, yes. I'm here, brother.
Yeah, she was going a little in there, wasn't she?
awesome. You know, that's what we go. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to edify each other in the Lord and encourage each other along the way. And, you know, don't count me out just because I, you know, that did some great things in my past. But my God said my former should be greater than my latter. And so I'm excited
mm-hmm.
about what God is doing. And I also understand that His time is the perfect timing. So even though I've given up has never been an option for me, I appreciate that sister's words of encouragement because you never know how the enemy's going to try to creep in one day and try to discourage along. Because I'm telling you, it gets rough. And sometimes
uh-huh.
you dive in and you think, You think you got a pool of folks behind you, you be like, wait, where's my help? God say, I'm right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I thank her. I thank God for the sister and her words of encouragement. Thank you so much.
Okay. Now, what I want to know is, you know, concerning the fact that you've done so much in your, like, in your life, you know, you did the plays and everything. What's your next step? What's your next move? Like, what else is there for you to do? You know, like,
what else is there for me to do?
I mean,
there
you know, you know, did the plays. You know, did the plays. Well, you're doing the gospel. You're
well,
doing the music.
I desire to do more big screen work. Film productions to give the youth, up and coming youth, opportunities and privileges that I had, you know, and that God is yet availing me. I want to open up doors for them and help them to cultivate their gifts and talents and steer them in the right direction and let them know that they're supposed to rededicate those gifts back to the Lord. And so my mission is it's very clear. My mission is youth, is motivating and encouraging the youth,
mm-hmm.
and keeping them focused and letting them know that violence is not the way, but that God is the way.
That's what I mean. It's like, you know, you already got the situation with the youth already. So I'm like, I'm trying to figure out. So I'm like, really, what else? I'm like, you know, I can't figure it out. It's like, you know, you're doing so much and you're helping out so many
people.
But
that's it, brother. It's ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's ongoing. It never stops. It's just like, you know, when you wake up one morning, you're breathing, and you need air and breath for the next day, too. It don't just stop for today. We believe in God for new mercies every day. We believe in God for new ideas every day, for him to utilize us in his anointing every day. So when we done ran out of things to do, and our God said, hey, I need you over here. I need you over there. And so it may just be a sit back in the background type feeling. You ain't always got to be on the forefront to be doing God's will. So it's always something to do as long as you're doing it in the Lord with, you know, unselfish motives behind it. I think, you know, it never stops. It's ongoing. It's the thing you breathe.
Now, as far as you're doing the youth, you know, march and everything. See, that's the point I was trying to make. You're doing the youth march and everything. Is that like an organization? Can anybody help you out in you know, giving
them? Oh, God,
help
yes.
You out? How could they get involved with you in that organization?
Absolutely. We have my sister Ginger is on the line with us, and she's been very quiet and patient, but she's Lord just blessed me with that sister, and we're getting ready to do a program in Minneapolis. We're doing many fundraisers along the way of the march. The march is scheduled for October 4th. And we're building a site as we speak, but they can get information no later than the early part of next week on the Torch of Hope, Inc. Torch of Hope, Inc. We have several organizations mm-hmm. that are working with us, partnering with us, and yes, we are soliciting more help, more hands, sponsors, partners, because we realize that many hands make the load light. So I need plenty of help. We need plenty of sponsors, money. We're trying to get buses to get the youth out to Washington, D.C. on October 4th. That is a school day, a Friday. However, mm-hmm. we're working with the homeschooling programs, Boys and Girls Clubs of America. We're working with, you know, different youth organizations, local as well as international. And we are looking for help. We need it. And there's a number that they can call to actually register, not
mm-hmm.
only for tickets for our event coming up. That's May, Ginger, that's May 28th.
May 26th.
Well,
my lines is flooded, so I want you to give that number again. I mean, get that number right now, and you also give it again at the end of the segment. So I want you to give them that number if it's not a problem, how they can help you out and everything. Do that, and at the end of the show, we're gonna have you give it a number again.
Okay, perfect. The phone number is 202-455-8871. 202-455-8871. 8871, and they can email us at millionyouthpeacemarch@gmail.com. Send in resumes, and we're looking for talent. We're gonna be orchestrating a 500 voice choir. We need 250 youth and 250 adults. We're going first come, first serve. They're going to be singing a song that I wrote called Make Room for the Children, and I'd like to sing a little bit of that for you before we leave.
Sure.
It's a beautiful song.
I want to hear it right now, even before we leave. I want to hear it right
okay,
now.
Okay, okay. Yes. Let me, God gave me this song, brother, and I'm telling you, it just blessed my soul when you're thinking the lyrics are profound, and let me just get, I'm getting my little book here now because I don't want to mess up. I'm on the radio. I don't want your callers calling in and saying, man, she done messed up the song. Okay. This song is the song that I'm going to have the choir sing with me. And that song along A New Birth of Freedom, we're going to be singing those two songs. And this one goes, a cry from the wilderness, a voice still unheard, a nation full of politics. When will they learn? Children dying every day, and things are getting worse. Time to lay aside our pride and put the children first. Make room for the children, 'cause we are the future, and we deserve to live. Please make room for the children. Make it a safe and peaceful world we all can share. Make it a safe and peaceful world that shows you care. That's what the kids are going to sing to us.
Right.
Then we're going to go back to school. Wait a minute. Then we're going to come back. Praise God. Then we're going to come back and say, focus to bring a change through sorrows and tears. Your life not shed in vain, that's why we are here. There's a gleam of shining light reminding us of you. The pains we share inspires our fight, and all that we must do will make room for the children. 'Cause you are our future, and you deserve to live. We'll make room for the children. We'll make it a safe and peaceful world that shows we care. Yeah. Make it a safe and peaceful world that shows we care.
Oh, my. I love your voice.
Yes, praise God, praise God.
Wow.
Glory be to God. Amen.
Wow. Oh, and that is such a pretty song.
We need another call.
I can actually see a video for your song. Come on now.
You better see that vision. Look, I had a vision of some guns, the kids coming in a big old football field, taking the guns and just throwing them down the middle of the field. Look, we're trying to take the guns away. We want the guns off the street. There used to be a law, brother, where if they was found with a gun, an illegal weapon on the street, you got a maximum of 5 years in prison. We need to come down strict on these gun laws. We need to let these folks know that we're serious about ours. Our babies do matter. Their lives, they matter. And these babies are killing babies. They slaughter each other like crazy. And we have to let them know, listen, we are here. We are concerned about your concern. We love you. We are going to, God can meet you right at your point of need. And there is no need to resort to violence when it comes to making peace. If we can make peace. God commands us to be peacemakers one to another.
We have a call along for you. You know, I want a copy of that single when you do it. I got to have a copy of it.
I want to talk to you about helping me. Listen, I want to talk to you about helping me get this video together now, because we got to do this thing together. I don't plan to do this thing by myself.
Okay.
It's too much work.
I know film directors. I got everything you need.
All right, now. Okay.
We have a call. I'm going to bring them on to you right now. Hello, call. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you on the air?
Now, if I could sing, boy, I would have sung it to you. That was the wing. That is a voice.
Oh, God bless you, sweetie. God bless you. Thank you so much. You got
skills. That's a voice.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. That's the heart of the Lord right there, that song. And I just will ask that you would keep me in your prayers. Not only that, I ask that you would get involved. Please spread the word and just get involved. Email your information to millionyouthpeacemarch@gmail.com and let's get involved and let's have hands on with, you know, and show Washington, show, you know, these people that's talking about they concerned about our youth and yet don't want to have no kind of gun control. Let's show the NRA and all them people that we're concerned about ours.
That's right. That's right.
You know, where about you located?
I'm in New York. That was amazing.
Okay, well, praise God. You think I can get you to come on out to D.C. when it's time for the march? Because I'll show you your help, sister.
Yes, I will be there, and I'm going to bring people with me.
All right, now, tell your churches, and listen, let's get these buses up. Kids out here, and let's let these babies go. We're looking for talent. We want the kids to speak to each other because we realize they speak each other's language. So let's get these kids out there on Capitol Hill encouraging each other against violence. Let's let their voices be heard. We didn't hear the NRA. We didn't hear our president beat Congress down, you know, trying to get them to do the right thing. We didn't hear everybody's voices but the kids' voices. Now it's time for their voices to be heard, and that's what October 4th is about.
Oh, I completely agree. And, you know, one thing that I think that the world is missing is something like that, you know, where you have a voice and you're able to use that voice and people can follow you and support you in your vision of what you're doing because it's so inspirational. So I just want to say it was amazing. It was amazing. Can you give me the email again, please?
Yes, baby. It's Million Youth Peace March at gmail.com.
Got you. Thank you so much.
Right, God bless you. I look forward to hearing from you, baby.
Yes,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Amen.
I'm just amazed at how beautiful your voice is. It's like, wow.
Well, you know, I give God all the glory. I'm telling you, he gave me this gift, and he gave it to me to glorify him, and we just believe in God. Now, just so that you know, we're looking for a sponsor for that song, too. We believe in God to bring us, because we need to go in the studio, and we need to make mass copies of that song.
Because that is a pretty song, and that song will definitely hit a lot of people.
Yes, that's what I'm believing God for, that it will touch the hearts. And move on the hearts of God's people to make room for the children. You know, one of our committee members actually came up with that title, Reverend Williams. And, you know, he said God gave him that when there was, you know, no room at the inn for our Lord and Savior, you know, they were looking for a place for the baby child Jesus. And they said, no, there was no room at the inn for her to have that baby there. And so they moved on. So he's saying that this is the same situation here. It seems like we just ain't got no time for the kids, no room for the kids, but it is time for us to make room for our children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And because we seem to be running out of time. But what I want you to do, because I don't want us to get cut off, because on my last show, I don't know what blog show did, they cut us off. But I want you to give everybody all your information right now. So at least we can have it right now, because I got my lines is flooded, so I want you to get them all your.
Okay, baby. Okay. Now the email address is millionyouthpeacemarch@gmail.com, And the phone number is 202-455-8871. And the website, we're actually rebuilding, working on it now. It's millionyouthpeacemarch@gmail.com. But until we get that site updated and up, they can find information about the march on Torch of Hope, Inc. Torch of Hope, Inc., I-N-C. Or Torch, I'm sorry, Torch of Hope Consulting. Okay? And and they would find, they'll find that Torch of Hope is one of our partnering organizations, and Miss Chrissy Jackson, a very powerful and awesome lady, she's helping us as well, and she had her son murdered by his best friend. It was an accidental murder, but yeah, she's out here in Maryland, and she's working with us on the campaign, and that is her website, Torch of Hope. Pardon me?
What was her son's name?
Oh my God. Oh, Eugene Jackson.
Okay.
Eugene Jackson Jr. I'm sorry, Lord forgive me. His name was Phil Jackson Jr. Jackson Jr. Right. He was 18 years old.
Somebody had put a picture on my wall, because, you know, when we do stuff, people put, like, pictures on my Facebook wall and everything. And it's a young man that was in that situation, but I couldn't remember his name. So that's why I was like, you know.
Okay.
He had circulated around and everything as well.
Baby passed in 08. But not only that, I have a personal interest in this as well, because my brother was brutally murdered at age 75.
Wow.
Yeah, and my best friend's son, her only begotten son, Madison, he was shot and killed as well. So I have a personal interest in what I'm doing. I'm not just doing it for any shape, form, or fashion. It hits home with me. It's enough is enough. That's it.
Exactly. And that's why I'm reaching out to everybody. And what some people need to realize, some people don't do things because they feel like they have to get something or trying to earn something. Some people do it actually because it's the caring that they have for the situation, as they must have been in that situation.
Some
people don't think like that. You know, they think everybody has a gimmick or something plotting behind, you know, some situations nowadays.
That's right.
I got to tell you, Kendra Williams, it's an honor having you on. I really do appreciate it. Because I heard you're going to be on a couple of shows. Because, you know, we have different fan bases for every show. So.
Okay. So you're not the one that went to the hospital, right?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, that's you. Oh, God bless. How you doing?
I'm okay. That's what I told them today. Today was actually the first time I've been back on the air and everything. But, you know, we have 9 different episodes a week, so.
Oh, my goodness. Well, baby, you know what? You are on your J-O-B, and I know that God is going to shield and protect you. And I declare and decree over your life that you shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. And no weapon that is formed against you, nor your ministry, or anything that concerns you, shall prosper in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Now, but you know, you also, even though you're going to go on the other shows, you're welcome back here anytime. You know, this is the first time you stop at, so don't let the other shows, you know.
listen, you know what I'm hoping? Let me tell you what I'm hoping, brother. I'm hoping that I can get all y'all together and we do a internet on.
That sounds good.
We're putting together an internet thon with another young lady. Daniel, what is her name?
Name is Joanne Mathis.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about her. I'm sorry, not Joanne's name, but do you know her radio station name?
It's Designers and Things Oh My.
And she is putting together a radio thon, and we're looking for a network of internet radio station so that we can actually do this radio thought together. And see, we're right next door to each other. I'm in Virginia, you're in New York, so we right next door. There's no way in the world we shouldn't be able to hook up, link up, and make this thing happen together. Well, we can get raise the money we need to get our babies out there to the Capitol.
Oh, and that's no problem with getting other radio stations as well.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's talk. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. All you gotta do, let her know. What, do Lavina have that number? I'm pretty sure my switchboard operator has that number anyway.
I don't know. Who is that, baby?
Lavina, she's the executive producer.
Does she have my number, Ginger?
No, I have not given out your number. It's classified, so I allow you to do that if you want.
That's fine, baby. Okay. All right, brother. Well, are we off the air?
No, we get ready to go off. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put you back in a screening room.
Okay.
Switch you back over to my switchboard operator.
Okay.
You can give her the information, and we can start making things happen. And Miss Patterson, I didn't hear her say nothing. Hello, Miss Patterson. I know you're back there.
How are you doing?
You don't sound
you
too
know
good.
I
I'm okay.
You know I love you guys up there.
She's
just an humble servant of the Lord. She's back there just as quiet as she want to be. But she handling business. Trust me, she handling business. She helping us do. We're going to be doing a hallelujah barbecue. You don't know nothing about that, boy. I'm going to be cooking some of my homemade barbecue. We're going to do a hallelujah barbecue fundraiser out there in Minneapolis. She helping to prepare some awesome things that's going to happen on the 25th of next month. So I'm excited. She's working very hard out there for us.
Okay.
So I'm excited to join my sister. And we're going to have a good old time rejoicing in the Lord. And hopefully bless some of these babies and get some kids registered for the march.
Okay. So we definitely gonna make this happen.
I want you to quiet,
my brother.
I know. When you first talk, she's so quiet. But Kendra, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna switch you to the I'm switchboard operator.
Okay.
So you can get the numbers. Miss Patterson already know you about you know, we're very serious about what we're doing and how we do it and everything. You know.
Okay.
And
thank you.
And she'll fill you in also about GQ College, you know, the magazine and everything that we have going on.
Okay.
You know? And
we'll
take it from there.
Let's do it. I'm excited. God bless you, brother. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you so much. I see you are a very busy woman. So thank you so much.
To God be the glory.
Kendra Williams, Dolls and Divas. Now, before I go, I have to thank the man above, because without him, none of this will be possible. I also want to thank all the listeners, all the callers that called in. And once again, I have to give thanks to everybody that was there for me as I was in the hospital. I want y'all to know GQ Palace has 9 different episodes a week with 11 different hosts. Sunday, we have Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9. With Lavina Polite, as she plays gospel music, has the most powerful ministers, evangelists, pastors, and elders. You can also call in and give your testimony. Also, starting this Sunday, right after Lavina Polite from 7 to 9, we will have Messenger of Light from 9 to 10 with Eric Vendros. And she will be interviewing some of the gospel singers that's out right now, you know, and discussing his inspirational of life and speaking to you on the words about your love. Monday, we got so many shows. Monday, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Steph Dallas from 7 to 9 p.m. Parental discretion is advised. Explicit contents will be used on Monday's show. That's 7 to 9, Love, Life, and Loyalty with Steph Dallas. After Love, Life, and Loyalty, we have Speaking Out My Point of View with Dr. Feelgood. Another show on Monday, No Children Allowed. Adults only. Explicit contents will be used on Monday's show. That's Love, Life, and Loyalty, 7 to 9 with Steph Dallas, speaking out my point of view, 9 to 10 with Dr. Feelgood. On Tuesdays, we have GPS, GQ Palace Sports with Jamea, bringing you the bigger picture from 8 to 10. So you say you know sports, make sure you tune in, and let's see what you know. How he say he do it hard body karate. So you better come with your A game and make sure you know what you're talking about, because he's on his. Believe that. Now, on Wednesdays, we have the Diva Squad in the building. Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad from 7 to 9. That's with Rachel and T playing the hottest old and new slow jams in R&B and discussing their grown and sexy topics. After them, from 9 to 10, we have Four Out Comedy with one of the funniest comedians out right now, Rakim Chick Chick Singleton. And he be doing his thing from 9 to 10 on Wednesdays, right after the Diva Squad, Love Fantasy. On Thursdays, we have Reality and Relationship with KL and Tiffany Belvin from 8 to 10 as they speak to you upon relationships and let you know everything that's going on out in the world today that you feel you miss. And you can catch up on it as Tiffany fills y'all in on the news and Reality and Relationship, and discuss anything you have to discuss and give you that truth to the matter feedback on the topics. Then on Wednesdays, you're back here with GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment with your host, Rich Money. I want y'all to know y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. Make sure y'all take care of yourself, because that's one of the most important things that you need to do. Make sure you take care of yourself physically as well as mentally. Don't nobody get too upset or get too stressed out, because nothing is worse than you being in a hospital bed and knowing that there's nothing that you could do and having other people take care of you when, you know, in certain situations, you should be there, you know, in your need itself. All right? So once again, I'm your host, Rich Money. Have a safe and blessed weekend. This is DQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
You think you're special, but you're really not. You think you got it all, but what have you really got? Yeah, you may have the right clothes, but not the right heart. No, not the right heart. You may have the right love, but not the right smile. So when it's all said and done, you'll be all alone. You can bet on it. Yeah, everything that you love, it will be all gone. Can you live without it? But you're truly flawed. You think you're a winning girl, but you're at a loss. Yeah, you may have the right clothes, but not the right heart. No, not the right heart. You may have the right love, but not the right spot. So when it's all said and done, you'll be all alone. You can bet on it. Yeah, everything that you love, it will be all gone. Can you live without it? Miss Vanity, can you make love to the darling? Can you make love to the darling? Send me a little touch of the right seat. But can I give you dignity? Then I can give you what you need. No, baby, never. No, no, baby, never. Never, never, never.
No. Yeah, you got the looks. Yeah, you got the clothes. Yeah, you got the jewels, but they don't mean nothing. You spent your whole life bluffing. Fine boy, just to try and feel something. But here comes the coldest part. It's cold out there when you're lonely in the dark. You're trying to warm up to material things, and they just ain't working, so you try to call me. But no, I'ma be gone. Moving on to the next one. Cause now you're trying to sleep with shopping bags in your checkbook. Everything that you love, it will be all gone. Can you live without it? Never, no, baby, never, 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 never.